morning, boys and girls.
You're here early.
Yeah. Well,
what day is it?
Monday.
Are you ready to go?
Today is Monday.
I will see you Monday.
Monday.
Let's begin today's Monday show.
We're on every morning.
I'm no morning person.
You can really tell who is a morning person and who is not.
Okay, not a morning person.
This is where we do our morning show.
In the darkest depths of the forbidden zone.
Shows can be successful simultaneously.
It's showtime, everybody! Showtime!
Oh, good morning, everybody. How you doing out there?
Whoops.
Dex and Steve-O.
Hi!
We're still alive. We haven't killed each other yet.
That's right!
It is Monday. It's a beautiful Monday here in the 505, 608 in the AM.
Hi, it's a day of 90 degrees.
Huh?
It was 90!
Beautiful, kind of cool weekend.
Yeah, it's going to continue today with thunderstorms. It's kind of what kept it cool.
Good.
Lots and lots of rain and lightning, which is great when you have friends who are about to jump on an airplane. Am I right?
Am I right, everybody? Oh. Coming up here at 6:30, all you early birds get a special treat.
Heck yeah, man. I'm so stoked for this.
There's a guy by the name of Jason. Jason Petty.
Mm-hmm.
Propaganda, everybody.
Because I remember karaoke mics pointed at the speaker. Boombox plays.
Jason's going to come hang out with us for about 30 minutes here in a little bit.
You guys are going to have a rap battle.
We're
going to
have a rap battle?
Yeah. What? I'm trying to make it. There you go. I'm not in it. I'm not even in the shop.
That's okay.
Let's see. How do we get here? Tell me how.
Do Steve. How does Steve get here?
You're the one who needs to have a rap battle with him. You're the rapper.
No.
I'm not a rapper.
No.
Not at all.
Nope.
Yeah, propaganda. I guess he was at church this weekend.
Yeah, dude.
Throwing down.
He did throw down.
We threw down cornhole with Jason on Saturday night and had a blast.
That was Saturday night. I was like, that was Friday, yo. That was Saturday.
It was Saturday, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, we had a lot of fun, and I never had a chance to listen to any propaganda until this morning, and I'm a fan now.
Yeah, dude.
I'm a fan.
I'm so glad.
Of that man right there.
He is a good dude.
Yeah, he really is.
So he'll be coming in a little bit, actually, before he catches a flight out. So really stoked to talk to him. He's got a new album releasing on Friday, right?
The type of force
called Crooked.
Falling apart flesh, liquid lace lung, them flim swims inside his chest. Blood test positive, odds of finding a spouse minimal. HIV be clipping the wings of an ex-criminal. Stage 4 surgery.
It's really good.
It's really there are 4 tracks available already. So, man.
Yeah, and I was reading too. I believe the album's free, and if you want to give, you know, you can give whatever amount you want. But I believe what I was reading is that the album is free to download come Friday. But we'll talk to Jason about that, see if it's true.
All right.
What's a Twitter beef? I play Monopoly with refugees who know they ain't gonna ever again see their home country.
So good, guys.
Yeah,
so
dude. Good. That song is called Cynical. And it features Aaron Marsh from Copeland, and I absolutely cannot wait to talk to him about that track. Show Baraka also on that track. Dude, so good! We're going to talk about it, because speaking of Twitter beefs, there was like a little interactive back and forth on his Instagram over that song, so.
Instagram war?
Insta war? If you want to start an Insta war, all you got, well, I'm going to save it for when he's here.
Okay, good.
Yeah.
Good.
Oh, yes. Songs about our current political state and the church.
Yeah.
It's really interesting. The things we choose to fight for. And it's like, all right, we're going to dig in. We're going to talk.
We're going to jump right in.
Early morning Monday. That's what you want on a Monday. Political conversations at 6:30 in the morning. What?
Ugh.
Okay.
Stormy doesn't want any more wars. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Wait, are you referencing us again?
Maybe.
Oh, okay.
I mean,
I've already forgotten. I wish you would just forget.
Can't, man. Can't. Can't run all this baggage. it was on Friday, I get a text from Steve-O because I mean, we worked it out a little bit because
you didn't know.
Well, I mean, we did work it out eventually, but I mean, on Friday when I left, I was still kind of like,
gosh,
and I was tired. And
this
guy
is a liar, man.
And Steve-O texted me on Friday night at like 9:30. He's like, "Hey, bro, you want to go hang out?" And I'm like, "What? I'm in bed. What do you mean you want to go hang out?"
Yes.
So he's like, "Well, let's hang out tomorrow." And no joke, I felt like you were going to throw down a Teo on me.
Wait, what's a Teo?
I can't really say.
Oh! Oh!
Did you not get that reference?
I didn't get it until literally this moment.
I even texted.
Oh, my gosh.
Because what happened with Teo, when he dropped the bomb on Steve-O and I about leaving the show, he said, "Guys, meet
me. We gotta go out.
Meet me out at this place."
That is hilarious.
And so I just kept thinking, oh my gosh.
It was the same place.
It was the same place we went to. Because you even mentioned the same place. And I texted you back like, "You're not gonna pull a tail on me." And then you didn't get that?
Oh, well, I told Chrissy, I said, he said not to pull a tail on him. I think that's hilarious that it became a verb, like ditching your friend is called a tail. So I thought you just meant I wasn't going to show up.
Oh, no. I meant, I thought you were going to tell me that you were
done.
This
is even funnier.
That you were going to leave. I really did. And so I needed backup. So I texted our friend Joe Hawk and was like, "Joe, you got to come with me, bro."
That's why Joe Hawk came?
Yeah, I was like, "Joe, you got
to. I just wanted to hang out and be friends."
I didn't need backup.
No. Okay. To be fair. So for those that didn't catch the show live Friday, it's unpodcastable at star88.fm. And we had a little in studio beef. And
it
was fun. It was fun. And so Friday at like 2:00, I texted and I was like, "Hey, love you, man. Blah, 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 blah."
And I just, chaos when I got the text, life, I was sitting there going, blah, blah, I don't even blah, want to respond to this
big
guy.
Old like, yep, ugh, huge thing. And,
wow.
And then I get a 3-word response.
It's all good.
I was like, oh, no. No, it's not all good. Obviously.
What'd you say, homeboy?
It would have been even worse if it was like, it's cool. Like, you could have made it even like.
Yeah, I could have. Yeah. Okay, well.
All good or whatever. You know, I was just like, oh, no.
Then you're like, well,
we're going to go out. We're going to hang out.
Better take him out. You know?
We're going to hang out. You're right. I didn't realize I texted you at 9:42 p.m. Wow. on Friday.
Boo!
Hey, man, what you up to? Want to hang out?
Just hanging in my bed.
Oh, man.
You want to come over and just hang in the bed with me?
Google it.
Yeah. Oh,
but
man.
We worked it out. We had a great time.
Yeah.
We got to hang out with our boy Steven Christian.
Mm-hmm.
Of course, Jason Petty.
That was the best part. He was like, "Hey, man, my boy Jason's going to meet us." And I'm like, okay. How come I've never heard of Jason before? I feel like Steven and I are pretty good friends. And I didn't know we had a friend named Jason.
He's got a lot of friends, man.
So all of a sudden they show up and I was like, wait, that's propaganda.
You know something that you're not telling us.
I don't mean like propaganda as in like he's trying to like,
no, man, that's
sling
total propaganda.
Idea on us.
He's good at doing stuff like that.
And I was like, "Hey, we rock your music at our radio station."
Oh, no. No, no, no.
That was a fun night.
It was fun.
And it spawned a fun thing this morning. I'm really excited to kick it. And yeah.
It'll be good.
Dude, shout out to Laura.
Hey, Laura.
She says hello from San Antonio.
Good morning.
Misses us and everything Albuquerque.
Well, hopefully, listening to the show, get a little piece of home.
Yeah.
So it's great. If you move out of town, you can still listen to us.
Jay Marie says, "It was so sad Friday." And she has the broken heart emoji.
You have no idea how many people hit me up just wondering if everything was okay.
Yeah. Come on, guys. We're stronger than that.
A lot of people saying they had PTSD from, you know, a couple years ago.
Really that
Baxter
bad?
Baxter and I used to throw down.
Apparently, I blacked out because I don't even remember it being that bad.
No, I mean, it wasn't that bad, but I think it was probably, it looked bad if you were watching Facebook Live when we went to break.
We went to break, and all of a sudden it was just like
it was
arms
on,
flinging. And like,
and poor Amy, our coach from Bear Canyon was caught in the middle of it, and she just ran out. And Steve-O, I'm sitting there. Steve-O and I are like yelling at each other, and Steve-O like was leaving the studio as I'm talking. I'm like, "Don't you walk away from me?"
That was my
favorite.
He's like,
"I'm taking Amy outside." Like, oh, whatever. Don't you walk away from me, Mister? That's exactly what I said to him. And so everybody saw that on Facebook Live, and so but they couldn't hear anything. So it was just like us yelling at each other.
I know. I love everything about
it. It's our first fight.
And then we're like, wait, we're on Facebook Live. I'm killing the feed.
Yeah.
People probably thought like someone just pulled a gun, and all of a sudden it's like, what happened? Oh, no.
Chick fight.
Yeah, pretty much.
It was pretty great. Oh, shout out to Derek in Espanola who says good morning. A lot of people chiming in already on Facebook.
Good morning.
Yeah, welcome.
Yeah, go to Star 88 FM on Facebook and like the page. You can watch and listen to the show right there. Be a part of it. Also, live line's open. You can text in at 585-LIVE. It's 505-585-5483. We got a big show planned for you guys. Not only do we have Jason Petty from Propaganda here in about 10 minutes, but we're going to talk about Oakland Raiders quarterback Derek Carr.
Dude.
Who just inked a record-setting deal for 5 years and $125 million. And what he had to say when he was getting interviewed about the big deal, they asked him, you know, how are you going to use the money? What are you going to do with all that money?
I can't wait to talk about this.
His response was incredible.
Yep.
So we'll do that this morning. Apparently, cactuses are melting in Arizona.
No way.
It's so hot, they're melting.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
I don't like that at all. It's been
possible?
Too hot, man.
Yeah, especially over there.
But you know what? Is it premature to talk about? It might be premature to talk about.
What?
Some good things are coming from the heat. Potential good things coming from the heat. We got an email on Friday.
Really?
From HR.
Oh, I forgot. I got to write this down.
Yeah.
This is huge news.
Yeah. Yeah, we might need to talk about this at some point. Guys, we have a no shorts dress code policy here at work.
No shorts allowed.
We also have a non-working air conditioner. And it gets to be like 120 in studio. You know how it's like, never leave a child or a dog in a hot car. They leave us children inside a hot studio every day and close the
door. Sean the non-believer.
Sean. 4 hours.
So awful, guys.
Yeah. Yep.
It's awful. We sweat.
Yeah.
We stink.
It's gross. You know what? I don't know about our stink conditions, though, because Laura, who's chiming in from San Antonio, says she's rocking us. She gets ready for work at the San Antonio Zoo.
Oh, nice.
Yeah.
That's very cool.
Dude, right? Really, really cool.
That is adorable.
Yeah, probably funky.
Yeah, probably a little
feel
funky.
Like.
Yeah.
Although early in the morning, is it funky?
Mm.
I mean, it's the zoo. The zoo's kind of always funky. It's always got that, like, zoo smell.
Mm, I love that zoo smell.
Mm.
Manure.
Yeah, basically.
Yeah.
Yeah. See, Johnny said our dress is allowed. Wear a dress in protest. We talked about this on Friday, and I didn't realize that the head of HR here actually listens to our show. So we got an email about whether or not it was acceptable for us men to wear dresses at church.
Mm.
Turns out that's probably not okay.
Yeah.
Probably not.
We'll discuss that this morning. We also have summer safety tips for dog owners.
Ooh, good.
Because it's so hot.
It is.
We've got to talk about this. You guys need to spread the word. Let's kick off the show real quick with a story about a young 2-year-old boy named Lewis.
That is young.
2 years old.
Okay.
He lives in Chelsea, Massachusetts. Apparently, this 2-year-old boy named Lewis was playing around on his bed last Wednesday. When he bounced wrong and flew out the window.
Oh, my gosh.
He flew out the window. He was on the second story.
Oh, no, 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 no.
He fell 16 feet straight down onto the concrete.
Why are you sharing this story on a Monday morning?
I'll tell you why.
Okay.
Apparently, Lewis was playing with his stuffed cow at the time.
Okay.
And he held on to it when he went flying. It landed first, and Lewis landed on top of it, and it totally cushioned his fall.
Oh, my gosh.
So Lewis grabbed a stuffed animal, ran back upstairs,
and just
kept jumping off over and over again.
That's a lie. That
and
part
then the
is
whole
a lie.
Community of kids like saw what he was doing, and they all grabbed a stuffed animal and they started
Stop
jumping.
It.
I'm Kim.
Yeah.
No, that's unbelievable. So he's 2 years old. He fell 16 feet straight down on the concrete, and he was fine because of his stuffed animal. It totally cushioned his fall.
Oh, my gosh. That's incredible.
Taken to the hospital with a few minor injuries, but he was in such good shape that he was released the next morning.
Wow!
Yeah.
Oh, gosh. When you started telling that story, I was like, there's not a silver lining. But that's pretty remarkable. Okay.
Yeah, that's right. You make sure if you have
16 feet,
man. You have a toddler, you make sure that they have a stuffed animal.
Always have a stuffed animal in their hands for
Clip
when they
that stuffed animal
Woo!
To them. Oh, I saw another video from over the weekend. Some girl, she was trapped on. I was at a theme park or something, and it was.
Oh my gosh!
You
yes,
see that?
25 feet in the air.
Yeah, her neck got stuck.
Yeah,
and so she was hanging, and so there was like a group of guys below, like. Waiting to catch her, and she fell, and they caught her.
You totally caught her.
Yeah.
Cushioned her fall entirely. That was incredible. I don't know why I watch these things on the internet. It's like somebody posts something terrible on Facebook.
You have to play it. You just got to.
I'm apparently that person. I don't even want to mention what I watched last night. It was like the last video I watched before bed, but I couldn't stop watching it, and it was horrible.
Was it the gorilla playing in the pool?
No, it was the two heroin people. Have you seen that one?
Oh, yeah, that felt they were asleep in the car?
Yes!
Yeah, I did. I watched that one this weekend, too.
Why do we do that? For those who don't know what I'm talking about, stupid Facebook videos that people post. And it was, I mean, the moral of the story was like, hey, kids, don't ever do drugs. But it was like these two people who, like, shot up heroin in a car and passed out. And other people come to the window because it's hot. And it's like, hey... And one of them wakes up, and the other one doesn't.
Yeah, he OD'd.
And so she like gets out of the car, and they're filming this whole thing. And she grabs all the stuff and tilts his head back and does all these crazy things and saves his life.
Yeah, but the CPR that she did was ridiculous.
Oh, like, yeah.
Whoever taught that girl CPR.
She was on heroin.
I would think, though, that somebody there that was filming or that was around would tell her that she's doing it completely wrong.
Right, but instead they just stood there filming. Like, there were people with phones just filming this dude dying. And I'm like, oh, my gosh. So this is what I usually do, especially if it's a horrible video like that. It was, like, horrible, horrible. And I'm like, I can't watch this. But instead of scrolling away, I like fast forwarded it a couple minutes and I was like, oh, he's throwing up.
Oh, he's alive. Yeah.
Woo!
I do the same thing.
Cool. Lesson learned for the next 7 minutes not to watch videos on Facebook. Stop posting crazy things on Facebook. Just stick with the morning invasion.
There you go.
Yeah.
Guys, we have to take a break because when we come back,
karaoke mics.
You're getting choked up.
I'm getting choked up.
Play the track, CD skip, bunch of raps, open
Jason Panic, Propaganda. He's gonna be joining us in studio.
Yes,
we're talking about his new record, Crooked.
He has collaborated with some seriously amazing artists. I cannot wait to talk about this. A lot we play as well. That's the incredible part.
Yeah.
So.
And I don't even care. I'm going to play one of his new tracks when we come back.
Okay.
Am I allowed to do that?
I mean...
I got it in there.
We'll find out.
I mean, am I going to get in trouble?
I mean...
You're the program director. You got to tell me if I can do it.
You're not going to get in trouble with me. I love every track on that new record. I was just saying, seeing if, like, Jason would be cool with it.
Oh, maybe I shouldn't. I don't know. Maybe I wait. I'll wait. We'll ask, and then we'll play when he leaves or something?
I mean, I guess I could just... He's almost here.
All right.
It's just texting.
Jason from Propaganda will be joining us next.
Keep the mic for a couple more bars. No YouTube channels for rap battles or cash prizes. Just keep an eye. What's going on in the news today?
What do you do when you're left dangling from an amusement park ride? For a 14-year-old girl, the answer was to drop down onto a crowd.
They'll catch you. They'll catch you.
That was at a theme park in Lake George, New York. The girl who scraped a tree while dropping was listed in stable condition at a hospital.
The death toll from an explosion of an oil tanker in Pakistan is climbing.
More than 3,000 rescue workers searching for survivors of a landslide in southern China early Saturday.
The Senate is preparing to vote this week on its version of a bill that would repeal and replace the Affordable Care Act.
In Florida, a TSA officer under arrest after he allegedly stole money out of a woman's bag he was screening at airport security.
Trump administration opposing a bid to use unclaimed money from a legal settlement to fund a memorial at a museum honoring the victims of the government's infamous Tuskegee syphilis study.
Drowning in a sea of lawsuits and recall costs, Japanese automaker Takata Corporation is expected to seek bankruptcy protection in Tokyo and the United States.
Police in the northern English city of Newcastle say they do not believe an incident terrorism related after a car collided with pedestrians.
Starmy.
I see what you did there.
Jason Petty. Jason Petty?
Yo.
Starmy.
Starmy.
That's our listeners.
What up? What's up, Starmy?
You know, because of Star 88, we have an army of listeners.
I get it.
It's clever.
Starmy.
Except it's not that clever because we have to explain it literally every time.
Yeah, because I thought you was like, hey, like, give me a star. Starmy.
Starmy.
Oh, man. Jason is from this amazing, amazing band, Propaganda.
Yes.
Probably.
Would you call it a band or is it a one-man jam? Because it's you, right?
Yeah, but I like that. I like being called the band. It's like Owl City. Like,
that's true.
Yeah. You know?
That's so true.
Yeah, you know, or I'm gonna think I'm going to start doing that. Yeah,
there you go.
This is the band, you know?
Yeah, man.
Who else?
I'm,
who else is like that? Sleeping at Last. Yeah. Ryan O'Neill. That's it's just
that's
him.
Just Ryan.
Yeah. Yes.
There you go.
We should start calling ourselves a band.
What? Totally. Why?
Because
there's
it's
two
cool.
of us, though. It's way less
it's
cool.
Okay, man.
We like 21 Pilots because there's only two of them.
Yeah.
And really, Tyler does, you know, a lot of it.
That's true.
He does most of it.
Yeah.
I mean, band Propaganda.
Yeah.
You like
Boom.
That?
Boom.
Yeah.
You just dumbed it. I mean, not dumbed it, dubbed it. What a jerk. It's 5:30 in the morning. It's 5:30 in the morning.
You just dumbed it.
That was amazing.
That was incredible.
Jason, you threw down at Calvary this weekend.
Yeah, that was great, man.
Yeah.
You were here. Like, how did you even get here? Was it just, you know, basically you got to kick it in the mountains with Steven and had
That's
an
exactly how it happened. Yeah.
Yeah, tell this story.
Yeah, like, so I get an email in the beginning of the year about this trip to Colorado in March, like in the mountains with all these other sort of pastors, and they're gonna like horseback ride and skeet shoot and stuff like that, which is like, I mean,
yeah,
I've gotten one like that before to go to like Montana to like fly fish, and I was like, are y'all had the right person? Like, I mean, for real, like for me, you know, you scroll through the list and you're like, all right, well, who's coming? And then, you know, I saw some names of like some people I knew and I was like, you know what? I'll give it a shot. You know, you never know.
Right.
I've gotten one from like that from, a few years back from Bob Goff. And it was kind of the same scenario where he's like, oh, you just going to Canada, the cabin. You want to come? And I'm like, wait, to do what? You know?
right.
And then you get there and it's like, this is a life-changing experience. So it's kind of what happened on this. So I was like, all right, I'm going to say yes. And I met Steven there, you know, and we just talked about some things, hit it off. You know, when there's no cell phone signal and you're riding a horse, you're just like, you start becoming friends.
Right.
You know? And then he's like, man, would you be willing to come to the church? I was like, yeah, let's roll.
Yes, dude. It was so funny because on Saturday, you know, we were kicking it and and Steven's like, hey, are you guys still there? Let's hang out. I'm going to bring my friend Jason. And I'm like, oh, okay. I've known Steven since like 03. So like we go way back and I'm like, I don't know any Jason. Who's this?
Yeah.
Who is this friend that I don't know?
I
swear I know all of his friends. And so then you shut up and it's like, oh, you mean Propaganda?
Yes, that's who he means.
Yeah. Propaganda.
He's like, yeah, you ride a horse for 3 days and then you're on first name basis.
Right? I was going to say, like, what's weirder, like being called Jason or being called Propaganda?
Man, it depends. It depends on context. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
But yeah, that was pretty funny. I was like, wow, we're at first name.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
There it is.
It's good.
You know,
it's
when
good.
You showed up, I immediately thought you were Dougie Doug from Cool. I did. I was
you
like,
can't.
say that.
Oh my God. I'm sorry.
Oh, that's so funny. Say that.
Yeah. Well, that's, here's a question, because as we talk about it, so you get this invite to go to the mountains and yeah. like horseback ride.
Yeah.
Is it better that they did invite you instead of like getting some really like, yeah. I don't know, stereotypical like, hey totally. Man, we're gonna go kick it in Riverside and watch Don't Be a Menace to South yeah. Central while sipping your juice in the hood. It's gonna it's be a better. Bible study. You know,
oh jeez,
like,
yeah.
Oh, why'd
yeah,
you think
Jesus
of me?
Jams. Yeah. Like, oh, I'm good, man. Yeah, no, I it was fine. Like, I enjoy just experiencing, you know, things outside of my norm, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So, like, it was super cool that they thought of me. One, the strangest thing about it was, myself and Andy Mineo, he was there.
Yes.
We were the only non-pastors.
Oh, okay.
Like, everybody else were like, even, I mean, Trip Lee was there. He, you know, he's a rapper, but he's also like a full-time pastor.
Yeah.
So we
yeah.
were the only ones that were like, I don't know if Denny, much of this applies to us, but we'll take it.
Yeah, no, that's cool, yeah. man. But I mean, obviously, okay, we got to transition to the new record and yes. everything you're working on, because what you do, you know, label aside, and uh-huh. I don't want to discredit or take away from anyone who actually is up there on a weekly basis in the pulpit, like,
absolutely.
Because we are all called to different things.
Yeah.
But I mean, listening to even just the four tracks that you can catch, you know, on the mm-hmm. pre-release, you challenge,
yeah.
you bring out some things, the theology is there.
Yeah.
I mean, so you're doing something.
Let us pray.
So, well, we got to talk about this because
yeah,
Crooked is out Friday.
Yeah.
And did you get to pick the tracks that were kind of the pre-release? Like these,
no.
these are the samples. Oh,
actually,
really?
No. Yeah, okay. I was very surprised.
Yes.
Especially they led with the song called Darkie.
Yeah.
And I was like, oh, wait. I text the label like, for real? That's what y'all... I was like, man, you guys made me blush. So I was like, I would have led with Bear with me, like something a little more, you know.
Yeah.
You know, and they yeah. were kind of like, look, we're setting the tone immediately. I was like, oh, okay.
Yes.
You know? Yeah.
Dude, and man, listening to it, it's like every single track so far, but they're all, it's different. So bear with me, you know, featuring Mars, we play her, and mm-hmm. to me, that's my, like, the Method Man, Mary J. Blige,
yeah.
like, love track, like,
totally,
you know, and then the next one you get is Cynical, and uh-huh. that's like, hey, if you don't like talking politics, you probably don't want to listen to this. Chances are, if you voted a certain way, you might not even want to listen to this,
because
it's a very interesting culture that we're in right now,
absolutely.
Where the church is kind of married to a party, but uh-huh. I don't even like saying that, because I don't even know if that's true anymore.
Yeah, yeah. I feel like you know, our climate right now, our season has sort of pushed us into a corner to actually say, okay, what are you really saying here? What
yes.
do you really believe?
Yeah.
And I think that's been, like, in some ways that's great. You know what I'm saying? To say,
yeah.
okay, where is your allegiance really? You know, what hills are you dying on? You
yeah.
know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And that's one of those things that, like, if you really are here for the cause of Christ, there's going to be some stuff that you're going to have to be like, sorry, I don't ride with that. These boxes don't fit anymore.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
And I like music that makes me challenge,
yes.
you know, challenge my presuppositions, you know, in my boxes, and just say, hey, you know, again, where's my actual allegiance? You know
yeah,
what I mean?
Yeah. So speaking of allegiances, I don't know your story, man. You
yeah,
know, other
dude.
Than just like kicking it on a Saturday and
yeah.
playing some cornhole
yeah.
and rocking the record.
Yeah.
So, I mean, the boxes that we speak of fitting into church culture and whatnot, uh-huh. like, what is your story?
Yeah,
how did you come
yeah.
to know Jesus? Like,
that's
where
great.
Are you from, man?
Yeah, so from South Central LA, and then I spent most of my time in an area called the San Gabriel Valley, West Covina, La Puente, predominantly Latino neighborhood.
Yeah.
We got a tax return one day and changed everything, kind of went to the suburbs for high school. Parents split when I was starting high school, so I kind of bounced back and forth between their houses in, like, inner city LA and then the suburbs. So I had, like, this kind of dual experience,
yeah.
Which I think is kind of shows up in a lot of my music as far as, like, just understanding culture from just
yeah.
a bunch of different lenses. So in that time, somewhere in elementary school, when my parents became Christians, we just landed a super cool church, just picked a name out of a hat, like
right.
we know what we're doing, you know what I'm saying? and this church just like legitimately, faithfully, like taught us the God. Like I'm a product of like good youth ministry. You yes. know what I'm saying? You know, and we were all street kids and everybody at the church wasn't living right. You know what
right,
I'm saying?
Right.
You know, we had our issues. You know what I'm saying? My, our middle school, like Sunday school teacher, he was like a former, like Mexican mafia member. You know what I'm saying? Wow. Like tattoos all over his body. You know what I'm saying? But like, yeah, he taught me the faith. You know what I'm saying? And, somewhere between like, you know, somewhere in middle school, I think the Lord saved me somewhere in there. You know what I'm saying? And, I've always had sort of a brain towards, arts and social justice and commentary. My father was involved in the civil rights movement. Because I was in this Latino like neighborhood, I didn't really get into like gang life because they just weren't recruiting me. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
But I fell in love with hip hop like really, really young because of that. You know what I'm saying? We drive down to, Venice Beach, you know, you go across the LA River, you see these like murals, you know, on the side of the thing. It's like, it's not like a river, like a river. It's like, it's like paved, you know what I'm saying?
Right.
So like, you know, so you're seeing these murals, you know, these guys like, you know, and down in Venice, just Venice and Santa Monica right next to each other. So you're seeing just these like the Dogtown like skaters, like they're, you know what I'm saying? Like, just, you know, you're ditching school and, you know, hopping fences into empty pools because we were in a drought. So that's why it was happening. You know what I'm saying? You can skate a pool because nobody got water in their pool.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Right. So like, just that experience was like, I was like, man, this is, it's just like, this is what I want. Like this, whatever this is, I want to be a part of it. You know what I'm saying? And dudes spinning on their heads. Like, are you kidding me? That's the coolest thing I've ever seen.
Right.
You know? So like hip hop just kind of spoke to like scratch the itch I needed. You know what I'm saying? And opened my mind to sort of like, music with purpose. Putting your faith forward, right? Because like it's actually a very long tradition in specific in black music, period. But like for me, just generationally for hip hop, like faith is always forward, and you know, whatever your faith is, it's forward in your music. You know what I'm saying? So like it wasn't a not logical jump to
right,
you know, rap about what I knew.
Yeah,
you know what I'm saying.
Man, was your family? Did they come from any music?
So I had an uncle who like played the trombone and saxophone here and there, but I didn't know him.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? My parents were definitely music lovers. Like they bought a record a week. You know what I mean? And I ended up inheriting my dad's records. So I got all those at the crib. You know what I'm saying? So it's super dope.
Yeah.
So they were in that. My mom was a dancer, you know what I'm saying? When she was younger, but like and she played the violin when she was real young.
Yeah.
But it wasn't like, I was sitting under like,
here you go, Jason. Now it's time to play piano.
No, yeah, that didn't happen. You know what I'm saying? It was all like street corner. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Just kind of like feeling
something
the vibe.
Sparked inside of you, and you just went for it.
Yeah.
I love this story because too often I think, you know, when you have that conversion, when you finally hear the gospel and you are transformed, I think there's like one of two things that happens. Either you just start to search for, all right, why was I created? What is my purpose? Now that I know that, okay, Christ died for me, I'm going to live for him, but how do I do that?
Yeah.
And there's one of two ways that people go about it, usually, honestly. they completely disavow their entire past in life and just go to like Bible church or Bible school. You know what I mean? Okay, well, now I got to be a pastor and this is literally the only road. And there's nothing wrong with that if that's what God has called you to.
Yeah.
But then there are those that are like, all right, man, this is my world, my narrative, my upbringing, my everything, culture around me. And how can I be the influencer within that realm and what I've known? And it sounds like you went the latter.
Yeah, totally. Like, I remember I didn't really have too many of those sort of like conflictions.
Yeah.
I mean, I definitely had my moment of being like, I gotta throw away my secular music. Like I had that moment, anybody did. You know what
Power
I'm saying?
Team, like I gotta get rid of all this.
Yeah, they came. You know, there was one year they like some like dude wrote a book, came to our church and like killed the Smurfs for me. You know what I'm saying?
Dude,
it was just like, you're not allowed to watch this because it's just so awful. You know. You know, it just had this, like you said, this sort of separatist attitude where it's like you kind of create this commune, you know what I'm saying?
Yep.
But that got rescued pretty quick, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Kind of brought around to being like, you know, if you believe God is really sovereign, then you know that the universe is his, you know, and the fullness thereof, you know what I'm saying? So I actually have the capacity to enjoy greater because I know where it came from. You know what I'm saying? So like, so they, yeah, it died pretty quick. And, yeah, I just, it was one of those things where it's like, man, you know, we're fearfully and wonderfully made. And I know he knows, you know what I'm saying? My makeup. And I'm like, I don't know how to not be me. You know
right.
What I'm saying?
No, yeah. Right. Absolutely. Yeah. And it's been a conversation that we've had in recent weeks on the show because there seems to be this divide still, unfortunately, yeah. Within the arts, not just music, but film, television, yeah. You know, whatever you have you. That these weird, almost if you have a personal conviction, it becomes like a rule across yeah. the board where yeah. it's like, you can't listen to this. You can't watch this kind of movie. You can't do this kind of thing. You can't enjoy the arts yeah. in this way because it doesn't explicitly say this or that.
Yeah.
Have you had any of that within your career? Because, you know, you're like, hey, yeah. I'm like, would you say Christian hip hop artist?
Or yeah. Like, yeah. I'm kind of the dude that I'm like, man, I'm not going to die on either of these hills, man. If
right?
if that's what's going to get you to listen to it, then yeah, call it whatever you want. I don't care if you call it polka. Get the record. You know what I'm saying? And because since I'm from the West, like I don't have the baggage, you know
right.
what I'm saying? There wasn't like, we didn't have like a Christian subculture in California,
right.
you know what I'm saying? So
right.
I didn't know of any of those things. So I started touring and
yeah.
then somebody told me later that, hey, you're a Christian rapper. And I'm like, oh, okay, whatever.
Word.
You know, okay.
I am a Christian.
I do rap. I guess.
Rap.
You know what I'm saying? Right. Yeah. So I just didn't have those hangups.
Yeah.
But when they were placed on me, there was definitely moments where I was like, man, maybe I am tripping. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
And maybe I am thinking this right. But just again, like having an understanding of sociology and just intercultural studies, just kind of being like, man, I just feel like this is a misnomer. Like you can't not be, culture is us. Like you can't, it's not another thing. Like
right.
we make it. You understand what I'm saying?
Right.
So, if, you know, culture's debased because we are, you know what I'm saying?
Right.
Right? You
yes.
feel me? So it's like, it's
yes.
not a monster that lives in the mountains and comes down and like,
yep.
you know, shows your kids like twerk videos. That's
right.
not, that's not it. You know what I'm saying? Like, we are
yes!
it. You understand what I'm saying?
Right.
So when you understand that, you know what I'm saying? You can again participate. And I actually believe that, like, I mean, all things have a worldview, you know what I'm saying? And I actually believe that in a lot of ways, it's all telling the story of God. Like, if I think about, you know, if I think about like Drake's record, like the, Views from the Six, right?
Yeah.
I'm like, it's Ecclesiastes. Cause he's just like, hey man, I got all these girls and I'm really not happy. I miss my exes, none of them.
Yep.
And then I got all this money, but I'm still lonely.
Yep.
And I guess it doesn't really, I miss my city. I love my city. My city doesn't love me. I kind of love Atlanta also, but I'm from Toronto and Toronto put me on. I like my friends, but I kind of don't trust them. Dude,
right.
that's your
You're
Solomon.
Right.
It's Ecclesiastes, bro. I'm like,
right.
I know it doesn't satisfy, does it? Like all the
right.
money I know,
yeah.
right? Like
yeah.
it's crazy.
Yeah.
It's crazy. Wow. Jesus told us that
yeah.
it doesn't satisfy, you know? So I'm like, I feel like if you have a trained like eye and ear to like hear sort of the voice of the Lord, you're going to hear it
yeah.
and see it wherever you go. You know?
Oh man, I'm so glad you're here.
Yeah,
so
we're talking with Jason.
Here.
He is propaganda.
I am propaganda.
He is.
Yes. And speaking of propaganda, you're slinging some propaganda on your new record. Because you are propaganda, but
yeah.
I mean, there's propaganda.
There's words.
There's arguments. There's conversations.
Yeah.
It's funny because, like, on this national level, you're throwing stuff out there, these ideas, these thoughts, challenges, and they're perceived differently, state
totally.
To state. So.
Yeah.
SoCal kid, and you know, we're here in New Mexico. It's a very blue state as
yeah.
well. I want to talk about this a little bit.
Yeah,
I know
totally.
We only got it, but this new record, from song to song so far, it seems like there's so many different thoughts and ideas, but,
yeah.
Getting too cynical.
Yes.
You know, what spawned the idea for this song?
Yeah, that's great. Going back to like a scripture reference, like there's an entire book in the Bible called Lamentations.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like sometimes it's important to just kind of sit in it. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And in the narrative arc of the album, like once you guys see the album in its full picture, like there's definitely a thread going through the whole
okay.
thing. You know what I'm saying? So it plays a role in that,
okay.
right? And the role it plays in the album, if you look at the track list, it's number 4.
Yep.
So like you're still kind of in the beginning of the story.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? And I, again, like I'm interested in songs, stories, you know, narratives that don't necessarily tie up neatly at the end. You know, I think that that makes for more interesting art. Like pulling from the parables, like, you know, the prodigal son parable, like nobody knows if, did the older brother go back into the house after?
Right.
Like, we don't know if he went to go eat. Like, so wait, did it work? Like, did he get the picture? We don't know. You understand what I'm saying? So like, so because, I mean, clearly like that wasn't the point. You know what I'm saying? Yep. So like, so I think the point of this record is to articulate what, really a moment in a person's heart and mind when they feel like they're not being listened to, or when they feel like, which I feel like is, could be anybody, wherever you stand. Like, we all know the feeling of not being listened to. Right. You understand what I'm saying? And, or when you're trying to articulate a pain to somebody and they're, rather than just sitting in there with you, they're trying to prescribe why you're wrong, or explain away your problem. Yep. You understand what I'm saying? You know, and that's, I mean, that's like, that's Job's friends, right? Yep. You know, they're like, oh, well, you're here because you sinned. And it's like, it's like, well, no, I'm not. You understand what I'm saying? You don't know what you're talking about, right? Yep. So I feel like, so what happens when those answers are, when those voices are not being heard, you know, first verse is how you like well up and just being like, I don't get why you don't get it. You know what I'm saying? And then the second verse is like, basically when that happens, how you can say, even if I have like examples that are different, you know what I'm saying? That are like, well, I know people that don't think like this. I know, like, if we're going to get, you know, political, if we're out, like, I know conservatives that are genuine, loving, amazing people, you know what I'm saying? That are, that come to dinner in my house and live in my, babysit my children. Like, we just, you know what I'm saying? So I'm like, but it's like, even with those examples, when you just feel like you're not being listened to, it's like, I can't even get to that no more, because I'm just like, I'm so clouded with, you know, this, the hurt, you know what I'm saying? So it's kind of like, it's kind of like articulating how one gets there, you know what I'm saying?
Well, it is interesting in 2017. Sometimes it's difficult to even tell people that you're, but the term Christian has so much baggage within the cult, to where it's like, man, I love Jesus.
Yeah,
Let me tell you about Jesus. I don't know how to, say this. I love Jesus.
Yeah.
That makes me a Christian. But it doesn't make me a hater of this or that. And that doesn't necessarily mean I voted this or I did that.
Yeah, I'm not a voter block. I'm not like, you know what I'm saying? That's what I mean by like the boxes. Like the categories don't fit us sometimes. Yeah. And if you're truly true to the faith, then you know that. Like that these, you know,
and it's okay.
It's great.
It's okay because these man-made boxes aren't what it's about anyways.
Totally.
Yeah.
Totally.
So,
let's go to the live line and also Facebook Live before before we end it.
Yeah.
A lot of people
plane to catch.
Yeah, I know, right?
Yeah. What time is it? 7:40 or 8:40?
8:40 is when the flight leaves.
Why would you? I mean, you're
Stephen this morning is like, I think it's at 7:40. I'm like, what? No,
people are straight, like, they're just geeking out.
Yeah, dude. All right.
People
guys.
Geeking out. Like, somebody wanted to know if you had been on Ryan Reese's show out on the West Coast, because your voice is very familiar.
Yeah. Okay. I have. That's cool. Yeah.
There you go.
Yeah, he's the homie.
Devin just wants to shout out, loves you. Mark's freaking out because he just saw you, loves your spoken word.
Hey, thanks, Mark.
Man, what up, prop? Been loving your podcast. Glad to hear you here. So,
you got a podcast?
Tell
us a
podcast.
And my wife. It's called the Red Couch Podcast. It's been such a joy, man. Yeah, you think the albums, you think we talk about stuff on the album, but you hear the podcast. Oh, I'm much more tame really in relation to my wife.
I like this.
Yeah,
okay.
She's not a game. She's a first generation Latina, like PhD in educational policy. She's a brilliant girl.
Okay.
Just subscribed.
There it is. There it is.
This guy podcasts every morning, so we'll be listening to it.
Enjoy, bro.
Okay.
Yes, dude.
Yeah, I love it. I love the vibe of podcasts these days, because you can just jump into somebody's living room, a conversation.
Totally.
And I think it helps us, especially talking about the culture, because what we perceive within our, you know, 10-mile radius, you go an hour north from here and things are completely
different world.
You know what I mean? And yet I think that's why we need to remember that we don't have to carry all that baggage, and we can release some of that, because just because it looks different, I mean, there are people, you know, that still love Jesus, you know, an hour, 2 hours, 3 hours away from you, and it looks a little different, but you don't have to be afraid of it.
Totally.
So, yeah, man.
That's beautiful.
And man, I hate that we're out of time.
So sorry.
I hate it.
Should have came earlier.
So Crooked, releasing this Friday.
Yes.
Where can people find more information on you and everything about it.
Yeah, dude. So, yeah, you hit up humblebeast.com. It's all there. I'm on iTunes, Spotify, all that stuff. My social media is just Prop Hip Hop. Man, come check me out, dude. Yeah. Please pre-order. Please get on Spotify. Add me to playlist, please. It helps. And if you go to Humble Beast, man, you know, I don't, a lot of people don't know, our record label is a nonprofit, which is a very unique thing. But just poke around. Yeah. Albums are free. You know, enjoy.
That's huge, man. Yeah, I love it.
Dude, Jason, it was great getting to know you.
Man. Oh, man. Really appreciate you guys, dude.
Yeah. Can we play? What do you want to play when we come back? Because we got Cynical.
I mean, we've been
Olympian.
Talking Cynical so much. Can we?
Should we,
go for
play
it.
Cynical?
Okay. Yeah.
Awesome.
All right. Also, don't forget, we got a few copies of Props Selected.
Ooh.
Yeah. And we got some beautiful
Eulogy.
We're gonna give those some this morning. We got some giveaways, so keep listening. Yeah. Yes. Yes!
Propaganda, everybody. Check
appreciate
them out.
Y'all.
Thanks, Jason.
Thank you.
I'm so sorry. I promise, kiss with eucalyptus. With all of its problems, I'll never wanna miss this. I can tell you it's just another dolphin boy.
You're just another dog looking like some burnt toast. You're just another dog, you never hit it so good. You're just another dog, boy. Master got him so full. It's 'cause I'm cynical.
Man. Propaganda. Cynical.
That featuring Aaron Marsh from Copeland and Show Baraka.
Our boy Jason just left the studio.
He did.
Heading back
I love
home.
That. Man,
such
and
a
again
good
Friday.
Dude.
He is. If you're like an Apple Music person like me, you go grab that and there's four tracks already like available. So Cynical being one of them. But, man, I was so glad we got to spend some time with him. And, again, The Red Couch, his podcast, if you enjoyed that, a lot of people chiming in talking about that interview and him, quote, waking up the church. Somebody said they were at the 8 a.m. service with their eyes wide open.
Beautiful.
Listening to him this last weekend. Really, really cool. So.
Pick up Crooked. Ah! It's out Friday. Good morning, Dex and Steve-O, 703.
High today of 90 degrees. All right, let's help our friends getting out on the road. This morning, there are no accidents at this time, which is a good thing. It is a beautiful thing. Central Avenue between University and Yale, there's some construction. The left lane is closed there, so it's a little slow going. Lomas Boulevard West is 2nd Street. They got some new construction going on. Two right lanes closed down there. Actually, look at traffic.
585 Live, if you want to text into the show, or Facebook Live, you can go there, you can watch, you can listen, you can share, hit the share button, be a part of the show with us. Coming up, we're going to talk about Derek Carr.
Man, yes.
Las
I didn't even
Vegas
know about
Raiders.
This until Steven told us on Saturday.
Mm-hmm.
And I went back and watched the video, and I was floored, man. It was pretty incredible. So...
Yeah, he inked a record-setting deal for 5 years.
Is it weird to say that the Las Vegas Raiders quarterback is now the highest paid?
That's
the
crazy.
Raiders, guys.
That's crazy.
I told my wife after watching that interview, I was like, man, I'm going to root for the Raiders. And I almost immediately was booted from the house.
Is it going to be like a Dak situation where nobody that's not a Dallas fan, they would never be a Dallas Cowboys fan, But
they just think Dak is so dope.
That, you want to cheer on Dak because he's such a good
guy.
He's
a good dude. Yeah,
that's,
he's a really
that's
good
the
dude.
Way I was.
I mean, I'll root for Derek Carr. I don't think I could ever, ever, ever root for the Raiders.
Really?
Yeah. I don't know. I mean.
See, I like the Raiders better than the Cowboys.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, no, man.
Sorry. Sorry, Cowboy fans.
Woo!
Sorry.
No. But the Raiders are just so Raiders. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah, I get it. And it's really let's just throw it out there. It's
okay.
The reason why people have that the distaste for the Raiders or the Cowboys is because of the fans.
Dude,
it's the fans, right?
How quickly could we bend this to the church?
What
I'm saying?
Yeah, that's a good call.
Nobody actually hates the Raiders. They hate their stupid fans.
Right?
And it's like, how many people actually hate Jesus opposed to how many people actually just hate those Christians that are so awful? And
you just Jesus
juiced
that.
Jesus
that was
the biggest tar out of this.
You did.
I'm sorry.
The tar out of it.
Well, I want to say something else, but I can't.
That was amazing. Wow, that's a
it's
perfect
so true.
Illustration.
Raider Nation makes me crazy, and they look like they're gonna shank you in the parking lot, and everybody's wearing skulls, and it's like creepy and crazy. And who knows? I mean, maybe they're just passionate people. So here's the other side: maybe those Christians that make you crazy are just passionate people about their Savior. Oh, Jesus juked the other way.
Wow. Well, you know that's the reason.
Of course, it's a reason. But I mean, sometimes you just want to. Oh, the Raiders.
Yeah, that's
gross.
That's I mean, because you brought it up too. You brought up look at John the Baptist.
Right.
And how crazy he was. I mean, he was a wild man.
I mean, in that cult, he's like eating locusts and honey and he's screaming at
right.
you to repent.
You picture this like mountain man type character that's just
mostly naked,
yelling, freaking out, repent.
Yeah. Right.
Eating locusts.
Yeah.
And
he'd be the crazy guy that they lock up now on the street corner on Central.
Right.
Like, it wouldn't even be like, oh, we're going to let him panhandle. It'd be like, no, this guy is disrupting people. He's going away.
Mm-hmm.
So, but he prepared the way. He prepared the way for our Savior. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, so, I don't know. Things to think about.
No, it's true.
Things to think about.
So true.
Propaganda's got me thinking this morning.
Yeah.
That was great, man. I enjoyed my time with him.
I'm a huge fan now.
Yeah.
First time getting to hear Propaganda. And
Stephanie says, I don't like you now, bro. And she sent you a blue heart and a star.
Oh. Don't hate me, guys.
Our boy Thigpen out in Brooklyn said, but the cowgirls are just so cowgirls. But that's because he's from Houston and a Texans fan. So.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oof. I don't know, guys.
Boom.
Is that the only two NFL teams they have in Texas? The Texans and Dallas?
Yeah.
Cowboys? Okay.
Well, I mean, obviously back in the day, the Houston Oilers.
Okay.
And they split to Tennessee, and then we got the Houston Texans, and yeah, Dallas. It's because there are so many, like, there's San Antonio, but that's just the Spurs.
Yeah.
And then you've got, like, what other big cities are there in Texas? Austin doesn't have anything because they'd rather have culture than sports.
Right? Yeah. That's true.
But they do have great college football, college basketball.
Well, I guess we can talk about Derek Carr, since we're on the subject. We might as well play it.
See, look at this. Sounds like you're judging a group of fans by your view of a few, Steve-O.
Oh!
Raider Nation is just so Raider Nation!
Raider Nation!
But you're right!
Station.
Thank you for calling me out.
Call him out, guys.
I can't take it, guys. Can't take it. I can't.
You can. You can. They're passionate.
All right.
They believe in their team. That's their faith.
I had a friend when I was a little kid who came from Oakland. Because, man, the Raiders went back and forth and back and forth and back and forth. And I had, at the time it was Los Angeles, I had a Raiders hat when I was a little kid. I'll never admit it.
I was a fan of
totally had
Raiders.
A Raiders hat.
I only was a fan because I was into Pirates. That was the only reason.
See, I was a fan because my boy Devin, like, I was a little kid, and Devin was into the Raiders, and I was like, I'm down with the Raiders.
Mm.
But that's because I'm down with Devin. He was a good kid. Good kid from Oakland.
Yeah, Derek Carr, he just signed a record-setting deal for 5 years, $125 million. And thanks to Stephen Christian for telling us about this. He saw the interview with Derek Carr. And of course, they asked him, what are you going to do with the $125 million? Because that's nobody's ever gotten that before.
It's a lot of cash.
Right? What are you going to do? Because that's the number one question. You get that much money, what are you going to buy?
And lastly, I close my statement with this. It's very important to me for the kids out there watching this and for them to know that I never chased the money in this whole process. It's something that I'm very passionate about. I tried to be the best version of myself every single day and give my teammates in this organization everything that I had. It's never going to be about the money for me. And so if one kid can understand what I'm trying to tell them by saying that, I think that I've done my job. So thank you.
It is a huge contract. Just and you're not really an extravagant guy, but is there one thing that you that you're going to sort of splurge on that you can let us know?
Chick-fil-A. Probably Chick-fil-A. Chick-fil-A. I've been eating clean. Lad, we got Lad here. He's been having me eat clean. I'll probably get some Chick-fil-A. But no. First thing I'll do is I'll pay my tithe like I have since I was in college, getting $700 on a scholarship check. You know, that won't change. I'll do that. I'll probably give my wife something nice, you know, even though she begs me not to. She still gets coupons. Ever since I've known her, she finds coupons. She gets online trying to find discounts and all those things. And none of that's going to change. The exciting thing for me, money-wise, honestly, is that this money's going to help a lot of people. You know, I'm very thankful to have it, that it's in our hands, because it's going to help people not only in this country, but in a lot of countries around the world. And that's what's exciting to me. But,
man.
Raiders! Raiders! Raiders!
Who's the Raiders fan now?
Nope.
Who's the new Tim Tebow?
What? Shut up. No.
Derek Carr.
No, the difference is Derek Carr has proved himself in the NFL and just got a record contract. You can't compare the two. Just because they're both like, well, like, I'm white and I love
like
Jesus.
Tim Tebow. Yeah, I mean,
and I play professional football.
He's going
like,
to be.
That's like the only comparison.
No way, man. He's going
to
be the new
Tim Tebow.
Derek Carr. Welcome to Raider Nation. No way, man. No way.
We're going to get into another
fight. We all need a Tim Tebow in our lives.
But he doesn't have to be Tim Tebow. Why can't he just be Derek Carr?
It's like Michael Jordan, you know? It's like people that compare themselves to Michael Jordan. Now he's the new Tim Tebow, you know?
Man. Jemiah says, I might have to root for the Raiders because they got my Lynch. I forgot that Marshawn came back and plays for the Raiders, too.
Oh, wow.
Dang!
Are they going to win the Super Bowl?
No!
I think they're going to win the Super Bowl, guys.
No, they're not! They might win the AFC West because you got, what, the Chiefs, the Broncos, and the Chargers? Your Chargers?
I'm not a Charger fan anymore.
Uh-huh, sure. Sure.
Or since they left San Diego.
Somebody said, Raider Nation! They hate us because they ain't us. But here's the other thing. On the flip side, our boy Thebes, who lives out in Beaumont, California, says, I don't put a Chiefs sticker on my car because of Raider fans here. I like having windows. That stinks, man.
I like having windows.
You know, he kicks it. Old school, KC.
Yeah.
And now, you know, living in California, he can't even root for his team.
Ugh.
Because he likes having windows. Just saying.
Calm down, Raider Nation. Calm down.
Yep.
Yeah, Derek Carr inked a record-setting deal for 5 years, $125 million. And he said he's going to tithe.
Yep.
That's the first thing he's going to do.
Yep.
And he's excited because he's going to use that money to make a difference in the world.
Yeah.
You know, he does a lot down in Haiti and just all over the world. So that's what he's excited about. You know, he's talking about his wife who still you know, coupons.
Mm-hmm. Which is huge. I think that's it. That's what it talks about. Like if scripture talks about being faithful in the little things, if you're faithful with little, you're going to be given more, right? And so when he got a $700 check in college, that's a lot of money. And he still tied that 10% to the church, you know, $70 out of $700 when you're in college.
That's a lot of money.
But that's where it's established in the little things, because I know so many people who are like, man, if I just won the lottery, the first 10%, or if I just made more, if I just did this, I can't afford to tithe right now because A, B, and C and whatever. But I think those are those times where God's like, hey, man, where's your faith? Like, who are you putting your trust in? What are you doing?
Right.
You know? And so, yeah. Somebody is calling me out saying, do not diss Tim Tebow. What? Okay, then I'll watch here. You know what? Let's talk about Tim Tebow for a second. He is actually promoted. He was in Class A ball, and they just promoted him to Advanced Class A.
What's he doing? Playing kickball now? What's he up
to? No, he's still playing baseball.
What? What's baseball? What is that?
I hate you. It's baseball. A good sport. Yeah,
that is ridiculous.
Minor league outfielder playing for Class A Columbia. They promoted him to Class A Advanced.
Yeah, right.
I didn't even know that was a class. I didn't even know you
class
could do
A
that.
Advanced?
I don't know.
Huh.
So, Tim Tebow is a human being. Yes, I get it. He's phenomenal. That's awesome. But you can't compare quarterback skills between Derek Carr and Tim Tebow. That's what I meant, touchy people.
Oh, that's what you meant. I didn't know.
Yeah.
I got you.
Yep.
If you'd explain yourself a little better.
They said, Derek Carr, that dude's from Bakersfield. He's well known for his generosity in this community. He speaks at local churches. He lives across the road from me in the fancy houses. However, it's not extravagant. Nicer than mine, but very modest for what one expects from a professional football player. Yeah.
That's a beautiful thing, guys.
Somebody else said, totally misheard you when you said inked a record-setting deal. I totally thought you said ate a record-setting meal.
Okay. I get it. I do the same thing.
Yeah.
I just love food so much. I know. Yeah. I know, guys. I'm hungry, too.
Shout out to Bernard, who's chiming in on Facebook. Remember earlier we were talking about all the stupid videos that people post on Facebook and that one like heroin video that's making the rounds right now. And they said, man, I can't stop thinking about that heroin post here at U-Turn for Christ. We have tons of horror stories just like that, but together we're discovering God's plan to see us set free from addiction, freedom in Christ. Amen.
Yeah.
Keep that fight, man. Keep that fight. So
585 Live if you'd like to text in, or you can go to Facebook Live. We're on there.
All right.
We're going to go get some coffee and some breakfast.
Oh.
So we didn't get a chance to since we had Jason in. So we're going to take a quick break. When we come back, we're going to find out why cactuses are melting in Arizona.
This is crazy,
is it really,
man.
That hot?
It is that hot. I believe it. We were just in Phoenix and I wanted to die.
Also, since it's so hot, especially here, it's really
hot. How
hot
is it?
If you own a dog, we have some summer safety tips for all you dog owners out there. And speaking of dogs, would your dog eat your body if you died? Think about that one for a second. Would your dog eat your body if you died? We're going to find out the answer to that question when we come back, everybody.
How do we test this theory?
Today in tech history.
June 26, 1974, a universal product code, otherwise known as a UPC, was used to ring up a purchase for the first time at a supermarket in Troy, Ohio. First item scanned was a 10-pack of Juicy Fruit gum.
Update to today, June 26th. Now they make you find the UPC code when you use the self-checkout lane.
What? Why won't it scan? Yeah.
This has been Today in Tech History.
The Morning Invasion.
What's going on in the news today?
What do you do when you're left dangling from an amusement park ride? For a 14-year-old girl, the answer was to drop down onto a crowd.
They'll catch you! They'll catch you, honey!
That was at a theme park in Lake George, New York. The girl who scraped a tree while dropping was listed in stable condition at a hospital.
The death toll from an explosion of an oil tanker in Pakistan is climbing.
More than 3,000 rescue workers searching for survivors of a landslide in southern China early Saturday.
The Senate is preparing to vote this week on its version of a bill that would repeal and replace the Affordable Care Act.
In Florida, a TSA officer under arrest after he allegedly stole money out of a woman's bag he was screening at airport security.
Trump administration opposing a bid to use unclaimed money from a legal settlement to fund a memorial at a museum honoring the victims of the government's infamous Tuskegee syphilis study.
Drowning in a sea of lawsuits and recall costs, Japanese automaker Takata Corporation is expected to seek bankruptcy protection in Tokyo and the United States.
Police in the northern English city of Newcastle say they do not believe in incidents terrorism related after a car collided with pedestrians.
Guys, Freedom Celebration is this weekend. It's here. It's time. 2 days, Isotope Stadium. It's free. On Friday, we have Zach Williams and the Newsboys. We're going to be doing the pre-show. And then Saturday, we have Stephen Christian and Joey from Anne Berlin throwing down some Anne Berlin tracks. Stephen going to be throwing down some new stuff from Wildfires.
Dude, I got to tell you, we premiered a few of those tracks, Wildfires, on Friday. And that was a good time. Yay! It was a really good time.
Good. So you guys make plans. Of course, fireworks on Saturday nights. And both nights, a message from Pastor Skip Heitzig.
Word.
We'll be there both days as well, doing the pre-show.
Yes, we will.
We'll have the live line open. going to be a lot of fun, guys. So make plans this weekend, Isotopes Stadium. It is 7:32.
High today of 90 degrees. Traffic. Taking a look at the roads. So far, so good this morning, guys. On the Monday commute, there is some construction. Central Avenue at Atrisco Drive. The left lane is closed there, as well as 12th Street between Indian School and Manal. Reduce one lane there as well. That's your look at traffic.
Traffic!
Traffic brought to you by For the Good. Screen printing, live printing, graphic design, ForTheGood.com. You know, our friends behind us. You can also actually just go to Facebook.com/Star88FM and look behind me and be like, yo, look at that new Morning Invasion t-shirt.
It's beautiful.
They did the exclusive Morning Invasion t-shirt. It's directly behind us right there.
Yeah,
right
the
there
blue on one's directly behind me.
Oh,
if you are a sweaty person.
Uh-huh. A sweater.
Yeah, those pit sweat stains. Don't get the gray, man. Don't get the gray.
505-508-5658, the phone number. That's 505-508-5658. Thanks again to For the Good for their support of Star 88 FM.
Whoa, whoa, whoa!
Yeah.
You whoa yourself, young lady.
Okay.
Here are some summer safety tips for your dog.
Like, for my dogs? Yo,
for my dogs, yo!
Yes.
You got a dog, you got a homie, yo!
Pookie!
No, your actual,
Beat
like...
Dev!
Your pet, your
my
dog.
My boy, Derek!
Your dog, yo!
You mean Rocket the Raccoon Dog? That's my dog.
It's my dog. He's not a dog. No. Here's something that... now, listen up to this, because I was reading through this, and I was actually surprised, because I thought that some of these were true.
Oh, good. So you're going to make some stuff up?
No, this is the real deal right here,
okay, guys.
Apparently, dogs don't sweat like we do. So they can get heat stroke really fast.
Oh,
but
man,
there's an easy way to figure out if it's too hot for them to run around outside. Just take the temperature and the humidity and add the two numbers together. If they add up to more than 150, that means it's too hot. Okay?
Okay.
So you take the temperature and the humidity, you add them together. They say if it adds up more than 150, that means it's too hot.
So here in New Mexico, I guess it's good because our humidity is like 0.04.
Yeah.
It's a dry heat.
Yeah. It's
a dry heat. Yeah. Although it's going to rain today, so it's going to be a little humid.
Number one, you got to watch out for signs of heat stroke. The main signs are heavy panting, loss of energy. So if you're on a walk and they start acting weird, find some shade, give them some water, or if they're really bad, spray them with a hose and call your vet.
Okay. Make sure you cool down the water on the hose first, because, man, back in the day when you were a kid and you would drink from the hose, if you were the first one...
Oh, you're so thirsty, and you're like, I'm just so thirsty!
187 degrees.
Yeah.
Man, do people still drink from the hose? Is that still a thing?
No, people don't go outside anymore, Steve-o.
Okay, all right, my bad.
Kids don't know what that's like.
My bad. Guys, when we were kids and we were thirsty, the screen door was still locked.
Like, yeah.
Mom didn't want you inside, so you had to stay outside.
That's so true.
And you just drank from the water hose, and it was the best. It was the best water hose water.
Yep.
Nowadays, it'd be like, well, scientists have proven in a new study that the bacteria caused by... Everybody's afraid of life. It makes me sad.
It is sad. Number two, don't make them go swimming. Most dogs like to swim, but some breeds, like pit bulls, don't.
Okay.
So don't carry them into the water because you'll just freak them out. If you toss a stick in and they don't go after it, don't force them into the water.
Okay. Pit bull don't like to swim, man. He just loves giant shades and J-Lo.
Ala, ala. We are throwing down some safety tips for dog owners.
Was that your pit bull impression?
Yeah, ala, ala. This one's important, and actually somebody on Facebook over the weekend posted a video, and they're making fun of this person walking their dog.
Tamra!
Did you see
it? It was Tam!
It was Tam, wasn't it?
It was Tam, because I saw that, and I'm like, don't you make fun of that. This is real life.
This is what you have to do, guys.
Yes!
If you're a good pet owner.
We'll talk to Tam tomorrow on Quality Tam Tuesday.
Yeah. So
true.
You gotta remember this. And it's super hot outside, like it's 100 degrees, even 90 degrees outside, and you're going to take your dog on a walk. you have to make sure they're wearing shoes. Like, that's not a joke. It seems really funny, and people,
Our girl Tam yesterday posted a video on her Instagram feed, and it was like, I can't believe this. This dog owner has shoes for the dog. And I'm like,
that's just ridiculous. Oh, my gosh.
Good job.
Who put shoes on their dog?
Tell them why.
Well, because let's say you went outside, and you decided to take off your shoes and walk on the sidewalk. How does that feel?
Yeah. Yeah.
Doesn't feel very
good. The little pads on their paws actually burn.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It says, don't burn their paws on the sidewalk. Just test the ground with your hand before you go on a walk. If it hurts to keep your hand on there for more than a few seconds, don't walk them on the sidewalk. Find a place with grass instead.
I would also say, if you're a pet owner and you can afford to buy your dog shoes, studio at star88.fm, Dex and I need money.
Vader's got these cute little Jordans.
No, he does. Stop it.
Number four, safety tips for your dog. Give them a haircut, but don't shave them.
Oh, no.
Did you shave, Rocket?
I mean,
the hair
was just getting everywhere. It was so gross.
Says trimming their hair is okay, but some dogs have an extra layer of hair that actually helps keep them cool in the summer. So check with your vet first or Google the breed of dog you have. Don't shave them, though, because they can get sunburned. And they're more likely to get bitten by bugs if they don't have any hair. Stop shaving your dog!
Yeah, I mean, okay.
So just a real recap.
Yeah.
Make sure you guys, no more shaving your dog. make sure your dog wears shoes if it's a hot day, if you're going to take him for a walk.
This is crazy.
Don't throw your dog in the pool or any body of water because you think they're hot, because a lot of breeds don't like to swim.
It just sounds like don't be a bully.
Right? And watch out for signs of heat stroke. Those are four summer safety tips.
These are all things you would do for your friends. Like, you don't push them in the pool.
Right.
You don't let them go anywhere without their shoes on.
Mm-hmm.
You never want to give them a haircut because they're your friends.
Right.
Somebody chimed in and said, water hose water, so good. They also said they scalded their skull multiple times when they were in their youth. Ah, the 90s.
They scalded their skulls.
Do you remember? I mean, man, you got to let that water run for a bit.
That is true.
Let it run.
Yeah, because you never know. There could be a spider or a cockroach right there just chilling. I've that happened to me a couple times.
Yeah.
Little mouse.
Okay, that's not real. There's something living in my lawnmower, by the way. We need to go do a video in our backyard because the dog keeps trying to get into my lawnmower, and I just know that there's got to be a mouse living in the bag.
Turn it on!
Okay. If he's living in the bag, though, it's not going to do anything.
Well.
He can't run out of the bag into the blade.
That's true.
Which, by the way, you are evil.
What?
That's evil.
Man, growing up in a junkyard, we used to have tons of rabbits everywhere.
Yeah.
And they would, in the wintertime, they would crawl up into the engine.
Stop. Don't do that.
To get warm.
And you would,
but no, hold on. You wouldn't know. And then you'd go to turn the car on, and you'd hear this. The fan would just
obliterate.
They didn't even
them.
Know what hit them, man.
Right.
It wasn't our fault. It was the rabbit's fault.
Okay.
Okay?
I feel like after a certain amount of time, you'd like pound on the hood. Or something first, because that can't be good for the engine either.
No, well, it's not good. No, you're right. Since we're talking about dogs, I think this is a really important question we should throw out there this morning, just to stay on topic.
Of course.
Some would say this could be a pretty dark hypothetical situation, but I think this is one everyone's thought about at some point. Okay.
I've literally never had this thought.
If you died alone in your house, would your pets eat you? This is according to National Geographic. They actually threw the question out there. If you died alone, would your dog eat you?
Man,
would your cat eat you?
I will tell you right now, back in the day, I had cats, and I would say yes. Like, I feel like my cat would eat me. Your dog would never eat. Do dogs eat? No.
What?
You've heard stories of like cat ladies dying and like cats licking their faces off or something.
They just lick it off. They don't eat. They just lick
do
it up.
Do dogs? I don't know. I cannot believe this is a real question, National Geographic.
Right, because you would think, you know, like a cat, of course. You know, answer's yes. Cats, they're going to eat you. But what about your sweet, loyal best friend of a dog?
Are they
going to eat you? They love you.
Never.
He's your best friend. I really don't think Vader would eat me.
No, man. Unless, I mean, Chelsea just chimed in and said, I wish I could get my dog to wear those shoes. He hates them. So Chelsea, maybe her dog will eat her because she got her dog's shoes. Oh. Yay! I mean, I don't know. It also says Chelsea works at Disney World. Give us a call. We'd love to go. I've never been.
Oh, that'd be cool.
I've never been.
Maybe you guys could hook us up.
Never been.
A writer for National Geographic looked at cases where people died alone in their homes to see if their pets ate them.
Okay.
And it turns out that most dogs reverted to their wild wolf ancestors very quickly and chowed down hard on their owners.
Oh, my gosh. That can't be real.
Oh, my gosh. They chowed down hard on their owners. That's my favorite thing I've ever read. 24% of the cases where a person died alone with the dog started eating them within a day. And in some of those cases, the dog ate their dead owner, even though they had their normal dog food available. And there's really nothing you can do to stop it. Dogs ate their owners.
Okay.
Even if they had a great relationship with no signs of abuse or neglect. So really, your only hope is that someone finds your body before your dog gets hungry. Thank you, National Geographic.
Our boy Christian just chimed in. He works for, you know. He's got a badge.
He's got a badge.
And a gun. He says, been on several dead body calls, and the dogs and cats chow down on fingers and toes.
My goodness.
They go for it.
Well, I mean, it's survival. Now think about this. I'm going to Jesus juke this.
I am freaking out right now thinking about, like, my dog just like, oh, I'm so sad that you're just a little finger food from a pup.
Think about this, Steve-O.
Yeah.
This is actually a really good situation. If the owner dies, then at least they're going to have a little bit longer to chow down and have a meal, and maybe they'll get rescued. What happens if the rapture happens? We've all had this thought. Jesus comes back. He cracks open the sky.
Uh-huh.
You get lifted into the heavens.
Right.
But what about your dog?
Okay.
He's left behind. I'm here to talk to you about a new movie that comes out in a few weeks.
Help me with a name. help me. It's a good name.
Roverlation.
Roverlation.
the book of Roverlation.
I was thinking more like All Dogs Left Behind.
No, dude. I like Roverlation because I literally just came up with it on the spot because you didn't tell me this is what you were going to do.
Starring Bark
Simpson.
No, like Kirk Cameron, like Bark. Help me out with a name.
I can't. This is literally improv. Doggone it. Actually, that'd be a good one because it'd be like dog gone it, but the dog's not. Actually, no, the dog's not gone. The dog is left behind.
It left behind. Why haven't they made a Christian movie about dogs being left behind?
Oh, man.
An animated movie. Think about that.
Remember the Starman just chimed and said, we just tuned in, and my sister asked, wait, how do they test this? Do they kill a person, leave them in a room with a dog? Like, how do we know? It's because of cases where people actually died. And 24% of cases where someone died alone with an animal in the home, 24% of the time. So that's, I mean, come on.
But you know that's not really what happened. You know, scientists out there actually, like, killed people for the study
and then threw them in homes with dogs. Listen, Dougie Doug's just chiming to say, my dogs are so picky when it comes to their food. I don't think they would eat me if I died in a freak gravy accident. My lifeless body would be laying there for weeks covered in gravy. Oof. I feel you. Rocket is going through this thing right now that is making me crazy. I need a dog whisperer to help me. I keep finding his food everywhere. Like he'll eat some of it, and then he'll get like four. They look like pennies. They're like flat and like circular. He'll get like four in his mouth, and then he'll like deposit them like on my bed. I find them in the hallway. There's some in the bathroom. Like he'll just
what a weird
random pieces of food, and he'll go place them throughout the house. And I have Googled it, and I do not know how to get him to stop.
Maybe,
just like
maybe he's like he wants a snack. Like he's saving a snack for later or something.
Maybe, because I mean,
huh?
I don't know.
That is weird.
Patrice says 24% isn't that much. Actually, good dogs. Come on, there's good dogs.
Yeah, I guess, yeah.
Think about that. Somebody else chimed in and said, but think of all of the, like, cute animal pictures where it's like the dog by the grave being sad. There's no way would eat their owner.
Yeah, but maybe they want to eat their owner. That's why they're sitting by the grave.
Okay.
They can smell the rotting corpse.
Somebody said, they'll be okay. Nine. Good name.
What, if the rapture happens?
Yeah. Okay, nine. They're okay.
No, okay. I didn't like that.
Freddie says, funny show. Love you guys.
Love you too.
Patrice says, I know my cats would get down within 24 hours. For real. Cats are evil.
Yeah.
They're the bane of existences. Mm-hmm. Matt says, rupture. It's the rupture.
It's the rupture. I'm telling you, Christian animated movie about dogs being left behind. From the rapture.
Stupidest
Why hasn't
idea.
Anybody ever
it's the
done that?
Stupid.
I think a lot of us have had that. If you're a Christian out there, you believe in the rapture. You've had that thought. Like
nobody has had that thought.
What about my dogs? What about my what about my birds? What about my cats? Who's going to take care of them when we all vanish?
Literally, nobody is like worried about Jesus coming back because of their dogs. Like no
I don't
one,
want you to come back.
No
because,
one has that thought.
Because who's going to take
and
care of
Vader? If you
do,
please chime in so that I could feel terrible about myself. Because I have not
I
once thought
you,
that.
I guarantee you, almost
you
everybody
will be
out there
like,
has.
Like we're talking end of days. Like you are with the Lord. We are in paradise, and there's like no more pain and suffering. And you're worried that your dog's not going to get food.
Yeah, I'm gonna go up to Jesus and be like, "Hey, can I make sure and feed him? Like, can I go down and make sure like he's getting fed? It'll be real quick." Or let him outside or something.
Oh, man.
Because think about, you know, all the pets
if
trapped inside
the house.
If it happens
in the middle of the night and you, like, kennel trained your dog right? And they're in the kennel. Sadness.
That's terrible.
Sadness. Oh, man.
585 Live. Text in.
Somebody said movie name. Repentance. So
Army,
bad.
Usually you're really funny. I don't know about this.
I know.
Repentance.
Repet.
Repentance.
Repet.
I can't say it. I can't.
Except dogs wouldn't be very repentant because they would be gnawing on your lifeless body.
Oof.
Oh, yeah. Now somebody's like, thanks, Dex. Now I'm worried for my dog.
See? Man.
No one had that thought till you came along.
I doubt it. I'm just waiting for people to start just
chiming in saying, oh, my gosh, it's the first thing on my mind when the Lord finally returns and we are raptured. Wait, what about my dog? As you're floating
but
to heaven.
Wait!
Oh, man, Patrice says, here's what you do. You find that one friend.
Oh, yes.
And say, hey, in case I disappear, one day, take care of my dog. You're not going anywhere.
Do you remember, this was a few years ago, we talked about this on my last show I did. There's people out there. It was when all the end of the world that crazy guy was saying the date of the end
right.
of the world.
Yeah.
There was people out there, non-believers, that would sell insurance. And basically, if the rapture happens or the end of the world happens, they'll promise to take care of your pets. And you buy this insurance. I totally remembered this. There's actual businesses out there.
Oh. Somebody said, I've totally thought about it, Dex. Don't worry
Thank
about
you.
It. Thought about my pets after the rapture. Somebody said, I cannot stop laughing.
Buy that rapture insurance.
A few years ago, there was a show on the Discovery Channel where owners of exotic pets like Komodo dragons, king cobras, tarantulas, wolves, whatever, died in there, and their pets ate them or dismantled them or even created a nest inside of them. Okay. I don't want to see that show. I don't want to see that show. Oof. That is something I would like to not discover. Thank you, Discovery Channel.
Yeah, this is this whole topic of conversation is because of the stupid National Geographic Channel. Good morning.
Good morning, gentlemen. It's Stevie, their favorite native from the Northern Pacific. Hey!
Hello.
But yeah, I was listening to you guys, and man, if you live on the res, bruh, and you die in your house, those res dogs will tear you apart, bruh.
Yeah.
They ain't no shame in that, man. They're hungry, bro. They don't get food very often. I'm just saying.
Yeah, but if you're inside, I feel like a lot of the res dogs outside, so I feel like if you're inside and you die, you'll be okay, right?
No, they're vice versa, man. You let them inside and outside. It's okay. Kind of weird out here.
It's like a third world
country, bro. I'm telling you.
Man.
They'll probably salt you up and put some hot sauce and some chili and tortillas right there. Oh, bro, I'll have a feast. Invite all the rest of the res dogs. Come over and eat. I'm having a feast.
Oh, my gosh, dude. You
can invite all the other res dogs.
All the res dogs. Invite them over. It's a feast day. Come over.
Oh, man. I can't believe this is our topic.
Beautiful.
How does National Geographic come up with this type of stuff? Well, that's the real question.
I don't know, man. Well, I think you just find cases, right? Like, all of a sudden you hear a story about somebody that was totally, like, gnawed on by their pet. And then you're like, I wonder how often that happens, because we're curious. And then you go through and find out 24% of people, and then it becomes a thing.
Yeah.
I think they probably did the study on the res. That's why.
Yeah. Thanks, Stevie.
There you go.
You guys have a good day, man. God bless you.
God bless you, too.
Yeah. Funny.
Viola just sent me a 4 reasons why your dog carries food away. Great. Now I gotta read this article on why my dog is so weird right now, guys.
Weird. That is weird. So I'm reading a little bit of this National Geographic study, and it said back in 1997 there was a forensic examiner in Berlin reported one of his more unusual cases in the journal. A 31-year-old man had retired for the evening to the converted garden shed behind his mother's house where he lived with his German shepherd. Around 8:15 p.m., neighbors had heard a gunshot from the direction of the shed.
No.
45 minutes later, the man's mother and neighbors found him dead of a gunshot wound to the mouth. A Walther pistol
solid Monday morning
under his hands. There were tooth marks around the edges of the wounds. A half-full bowl of dog food sat on the floor. The German Shepherd was calm and responded to police commands.
Please don't read the rest of this.
On the way to an animal sanctuary, the dog...
expelled?
Yeah. Well, he vomited. And he vomited his owner up. Part of his
beard
owner.
Beard hair,
yeah. Yeah. No one tracks the frequency of pets scavenging their expired owners' bodies, but dozens of such case reports appear in forensic science journals over the last 20 years or so. And so somebody who needed something to do at the National Geographic Channel decided, we're going to dive right into these files, and we're going to find out how many of these people that died in their homes were eaten by their pets. And apparently, what, 24%?
Gosh.
People that died alone with a dog, well, they feasted on their owner. Vader would not eat me. I know he wouldn't.
Somebody said kids are being traumatized. They make this movie. Somebody else said the theme song for the new movie could be Feed Jake. Remember Feed Jake, the country song?
No.
If I die before I wake, I praise the Lord myself.
Feed Jake.
Oh. No, it was all about feeding the dog because he's dead.
Oh.
And he worried about stuff like that. Somebody's, yeah. I've definitely been worried about my dog. If I'm raptured, he'll probably starve or be eaten. So sad.
Yeah, I think Pastor Skip Heidsick should do a whole sermon on this.
Okay.
What happens?
Somebody else said, movie name, Dude, Where's My Owner?
You know what? That person right there, if you want the latest album from Propaganda,
dude, for
let
real.
Us know. We're going to hook you up.
For real. Somebody else said, I mean, come on. It is a dog eat dead world. Oh! That's it. Dog eat dead world. What about animals that get trapped during natural disasters? My dad works on power lines. It went to Jersey after one of the hurricanes, and the city gave them bags of dog and cat food to give to stray animals while they were working. Man.
That's cool.
Somebody else said, welcome to Star 88, your family-friendly
Okay. Guys, these are real questions. These are real questions.
Yeah.
What happens after we are raptured? What happens to our pets? And also, would your dog or cat eat you if you died alone?
Remember, the Starmie said, I took a forensic anthropology class in college, and we were told that cats will eat you a lot faster than dogs.
Okay. Oh.
Another member of the Starmie said they were definitely disappointed in themselves this morning because they sent in OK9 repentance. And so their final, last one, and they are done. Crossing Rover.
Okay. You're done.
No, that's awesome! See, somebody said when dogs lick your face now, just know they're not happy to see you. They're tasting you.
Would your dog eat your body if you died? Oh, most definitely.
They would. Oh, man. Oh, here we go. Movie?
Yes.
Who let the dogs out?
Okay.
Who?
We'll be right back. New respects. Money.
Dude.
Money.
That was crazy.
Star 88.
Good morning.
Good morning, Starmie. How are you? Dex and Steve-O?
Kicking it.
Hey, if you missed, our boy Jason Petty, he is Propaganda. He was on the show this morning at 6:30. And it was amazing.
He really was.
Hit the podcast after the show. It'll be up. On demand, you can download the free Star 88 app, get the on demand podcast right there, or go to star88.fm or iTunes. Morning Invasion.
He thought it was so funny that you were calling him Jason from Propaganda that he actually insta lived that.
That's right.
I mean, he's it.
He is it. Yeah, that's it. He's Propaganda. I'm telling you guys, check out Propaganda. His new album, Crooked, is out on Friday. 804.
High today of 90 degrees.
Traffic!
Talk to me.
I'm looking around and I'm not seeing anything. There's some minor congestion. I-40 if you're traveling eastbound from Coors towards the Big I, as well as some normal backup on I-25 north and southbound towards, you know, Paseo and again towards Central. On both sides of the Big I. Other than that, no accidents. Everything's looking pretty smooth this morning. If you look at traffic. This traffic update brought to you by Bear Canyon CrossFit, located at 9533 Osuna, Suite B, BearCanyonCrossFit.com, or 505-293-2101. That's 505-293-2101. Thanks again to Bear Canyon CrossFit for this traffic update.
Since we've been talking about dogs, let me just tell everybody about the winner of this year's Ugliest Dog Contest.
Okay.
Happened over the weekend.
What happened? You're like going for it with animals this morning.
We did dog safety summer tips.
Yeah.
We did, would your pet eat you if
we
you
found
died?
Out he would.
And let's find out who won this year's Ugliest Dog Contest. Because usually it's that same ugly dog that wins every year in a row, right?
Right.
The one that's... It's like a little
Didn't
dog.
Didn't it like finally die?
I think so. But there's like, if you go and you look at all of the different pets every year, there's a few of those different like Chihuahua type dogs. Like
gross.
Ugh. That are just so
Why
ugly.
Would you want that animal? Gosh, those dogs are
Why
so.
Why wouldn't you? Just because of the way it looks?
Sorry, I just went, yeah.
Wow. Okay. That was Steve-O, guys.
But you can choose your pet. Why would you choose?
You can choose your pet. Wow.
I'm just saying, you're like, in the grand scheme of life, that's what you chose. You wanted that thing that looks like a creature from the Dark Crystal.
It's a dog. Okay? It's a dog.
It looks like a villain from the Dark Crystal. I'm just saying.
And they have feelings, too.
Oh, okay.
The annual World's Ugliest Dog Contest went down on Friday at the Sonoma Marin Fair in Northern California. And this year's champ, well, he may not be the ugliest winner ever.
I was going to say, man, Chelsea just chimed in and said, but that dog isn't actually ugly.
That's what
I don't understand.
Martha is a mastiff, a Neapolitan mastiff. She's 125 pounds, and her signature feature is her enormous drooping jowls.
She just looks like a pound puppy. Remember Woo! Pound puppies?
Yeah.
Got the, like, crazy...
Just drooling
No,
everywhere.
Wrinkles. They were called wrinkles, not pound puppies. Wrinkles.
Yeah, I don't know.
You don't remember wrinkles dogs?
No, don't remember them.
I gotta look them up. You keep telling the story. I'm gonna
Martha's a 3-year-old mastiff who came to a rescue group in California in chronic pain, nearly blind from a long neglected eye condition. After several surgeries, she has regained much of her sight and is now pain-free for the first time in her life. As she has recovered from surgery and is feeling better, a delightfully funny and affectionate girl has emerged. Man, she's 125 pounds of drooling, snoring, gassy, loud, and silly girl. She knocks over every water bucket, no matter how securely attached to the fence. She bosses the other dogs around and makes sure all guests are suitably slimed on arrival. Oh, yeah. Okay, I remember those.
They were wrinkles puppets.
Yeah, I remember
They were like
those.
Dog puppets. Yeah. They were called wrinkles. I totally had one,
You
guys.
Loved wrinkles.
I'm sorry. I was a little kid, man. That's what that dog looks like. He's a mastiff, or she? Neapolitan
yeah, Martha
mastiff.
Is a Neapolitan mastiff, and I guess the owner got $1,500 and a trophy. And, I mean, it's a ugly, cute dog.
Yeah, that dog's not ugly.
Yeah, compared to all the other ones on here. Holy cow.
Yeah.
Awesome. I got to show you this picture right here. This dog should have won. CNN posted a story, and look at this dog right here. What?
Okay.
What? Is that a chupacabra? That dog looks like a chupacabra.
See, I don't get the dog that won. It was just a giant dog. This last weekend, we were at baseball, which, by the way, the Paradise Hills All-Stars won over Eastdale 3.
Nice.
2-1. We beat him. They're kind of our rival. And a friend brought his dog, and he is a giant South African mastiff, 150 pounds. And he was not happy on the floor. He was like, but I need to be in your lap.
Oh.
150-pound lap dog.
Did you allow him
Biggest,
on your lap?
Cutest thing. Not on
Did
my
you
lap,
say,
but
get
dude.
Get up here, big guy.
I can't tell you, like, look, that's how big.
Oh my gosh.
South African mastiffs are huge.
It's like an elephant.
Yeah. And he brought him to the game, and I was just stoked. Like, they are ginormous dogs.
And they're so fun and chill.
The best part is the boys had just been talking about the Sandlot, and all of a sudden this giant dog from the Sandlot shows up, and he was on our side. And we won the day.
That's pretty cool.
Which, by the way, we got another game tonight. If anybody wants to come cheer on the Paradise Hills Little League All-Stars.
Good.
I believe 5:30 at Alameda. If you know where the Alameda Fields are, go Paradise Hills Little League.
Beautiful.
We're taking on Cibola.
Beautiful.
Round 2.
Good.
The district championship. Join us.
Baseball is your life, man.
I mean.
It's your life.
Cheering on my kid.
585 Live. You can text in.
All right. People are chiming in, and like, nobody thinks this dog is ugly.
No, it's not ugly at all.
There were so many. Yeah. So many really, really.
Look at that guy.
That looks like something from a movie.
Peanut is so ugly, guys.
Yeah.
It, poor thing, its eyeballs, they're not even looking straight forward. And he's just, he looks wet from all of the disgusting slime all over his face.
Mm.
Ugh.
By the way, I'm being corrected. That dog that was at the game is a boar bull. I swear he's
a boar bull? What?
Maybe he was just like, I'm just trying to like tell you easily a boar bull, which is, I don't know.
Okay.
Looks like a
handsome dog.
I mean, I'm just saying.
A boar bull is a handsome dog.
Giant dog. Sweetest dog on the planet, though. My dog is such a spaz that I can't take him anywhere because he just wants to run and jump. And granted, he's not even 2 years old, but this dog was just like, I just want to sit right here. I weigh as much as Steve-O. Like, for real.
Yeah, no kidding.
He's such a good dog.
Yeah.
I'm telling you, man.
I always wanted a Newfoundland. That's, those, they're like well, St. Bernard, a black St. Bernard.
Oh, okay.
And I've talked to a couple of owners of Newfoundlands, and you have to make them go for walks because they're so lazy. Like, they just want to just sleep and hang right. out and just be around you. But you have to literally, like, get them up and make them go for walks.
By the way, the Borbel is a South African Mastiff. So I'm not wrong.
All right.
I just found out from somebody else who was correcting the correcting. Come on, Jay! Yeah.
Thank you.
South African Mastiff. I always wanted, Google like, it. A cool big dog. And then we started digging in, like, all right, we're going to get a dog, and this is what we're going to do. And then we realized how expensive they were. And it was like, I guess I don't care that much. I'm going to get a pound puppy.
Yeah.
For real. That one's going to cost me $3,000. This one is like $60 with all its shots.
Oh.
But he's a little cray-cray.
Yeah, did anybody give you any advice about his eating habits?
Just the reasons why he could be doing it. So I'm going to have to go home and like okay. check some stuff out now. That's boom! So look at that. There he is. There he is.
Man, that is a big dog.
That he's is him.
Sitting on the couch.
He is huge.
Like a human being.
Guys, if you'd like to see this dog, now I'm going to make him go to the game tonight, but you can, as long as you wear yellow and green face paint and are rooting for Paradise Hills All-Stars.
Beautiful.
We got a game tonight, man. Cibola, round two.
Beautiful.
Ha!
Hey, coming up here at about 8:35, we have a letter. You don't want to miss it. We're going to need your help.
Okay. Transformers of the Last Night had a franchise low opening. Do I smell a reboot or maybe just stop making terrible movies? Michael Bay, please stop. Please end it now. Please. Lord, help us end these terrible travesties. Did anybody actually see this movie?
You don't need to, because all we need to do is watch the trailer.
No!
Started as a legend.
But now has fizzled.
What was destined to arrive?
Box office failure.
Okay. The operation is over.
We're not giving up on crime, okay?
I'll be fine. I'd be more concerned with your career, Wahlberg.
Now the greatest mission of them all.
Michael Bay finding a new franchise.
Yeah. Oh. Yeah. Burn Transformers face. The Last Night, franchise low.
Okay.
Here's the deal, man. $69 million. People are freaking out because that was a five-day total since it opened on Wednesday. Friday through Sunday only brought in $45 million. It's the first Transformers movie not to open to $100 million or more.
Wow.
Now, it did make $196 million overseas, so global total is $265. It made 217 to make blah, 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 math numbers. And they're probably going to make another Transformers. Dang it!
Yeah.
Speaking of 100 million, Cars had 25 million this weekend. So it's up to 99.9 million in its second week. And so many people are saying it is finally a Cars movie worthy of Pixar. Mm. I haven't seen it yet.
That'd be a fun movie in 3D.
Yeah, it would be. Wonder Woman still raking it in at number three with $25 million. That's up to $318 million in its fourth week, and it's all downhill from there. Did anybody see Pirates?
My daughter did yesterday.
Oh, okay.
She loved it.
Okay.
She thought it was really good.
I would love to hear from any member of the Starmy that actually saw Transformers.
I don't know. All the Facebook stuff that I've read, everybody hated it.
Horrible.
Yeah.
All I've heard is horrible things. It got horrible reviews. People are not happy with it. But can I say on the flip side, I don't know if this is later in news or not, but I'm going to mention it now because we're talking movies and I'm a nerd. Guys, the early reviews of Spider-Man are in. And people are losing their minds. Probably the best review I read over the weekend from Variety said it is a perfect blend of Star Wars meets Can't Hardly Wait.
Yeah.
Which is my favorite high school movie of all time.
I love that movie too.
So it's, I mean, it's a high school flick. It's a superhero flick, but people are freaking out. So much so that after the early reviews, Marvel has made it clear that the next movie that they are shooting post Avengers, Spider-Man 2.
Ooh.
Yeah. So, oh man, we are just a few days away from that.
Oh man, we are, right?
Yeah, less than 2 weeks now, guys. Ooh. Less than 2 weeks. July 7th. You can't be here soon enough. I love you, Spider-Man.
Are we going to get a sneak for that?
I was trying. Claire.
No, I mean here.
No, I don't care about here.
What?
I don't care about you guys. I just want to go to New York.
That's fine.
What?
Be cool to watch it in New York.
Hey, if I'm raptured to New York for the Spider-Man premiere, do you want my Bush tickets? Because I got like front row to see Bush.
Sure.
And then I might be in New York, so I might.
Yeah.
Which, speaking of, our cooler friends than us who live out in Brooklyn FaceTimed us during the show this last weekend when they were seeing Third Eye Blind. That was very kind of them.
Yeah, that was cool.
Good guys and girl. Good guy, girl. Moving on. A drug bust in a retirement village uncovered a golf cart chop shop.
A golf cart chop shop?
I had no idea retirement communities could have such a dark, seedy underbelly. This makes me so happy. No, it doesn't make me happy. I can't say that. But it makes me feel like they need to make this a TV series. Can I say that? Is that acceptable? I don't want to be stoked that old people are crazy, but...
Like it's called Chop Shop?
I would watch the junk out of this show. Would you watch this show?
Yeah,
I would watch the show.
Heck,
cops
yeah.
Raided a home last week in the Villages in Florida, which is the world's largest retirement community.
So many.
They were looking for drugs and found them. Specifically, a whole meth operation of them.
Okay.
New show called Breaking Bald. 83-year-old gentleman. Okay.
It's called Silver Foxes.
Here's the crazy. They also found evidence of a crime that's much more new, unique to a retirement community. It's seriously a golf cart chop shop. Golf carts are basically the main way people get around in the villages.
You know it.
And these people were taking in stolen golf carts, chopping them up for parts to sell. The five people in the house, all between the ages of 42 to 63 years old, and they are all facing several charges.
Jeez. Man, when you see those silver foxes out there just rolling down the street.
Hey, Grandpa?
Oh, Grandpa, get out of the way. Grandpa.
Get out of the
way.
Grandpa!
There goes Grampy.
I will say this, though. Watching that TV series, there would be some terribly boring car chase scenes.
Yeah, right?
They came in with the SWAT team fully geared up and with their guns drawn.
A little over a month ago, some of the neighbors came to us and said suspected some type of drug activity.
Just a little surprised that this is happening in the villages, but things like this are happening everywhere.
We actually found some golf cart parts as well. We have had some golf carts have been stolen in the neighborhood within the villages here, and we are trying to tie possibly these parts into some of the stolen vehicles.
It is sad that, you know, family would take advantage of the elderly like that.
Chop shop.
Man. Come on, man. Retirement home chop shop? That is just crazy. But I guess it makes sense because dating back to like Breaking Bad, the dude with the bell. Ding.
Yeah.
Ding. What was his name?
Ernest.
Goes to jail again. No, dude. That's not his name. Come on, he's on Better Call Saul even. They
Ernesto.
Talk about him. Don Julio.
That's Salamanca.
Totally yeah, that's it. Salamanca.
Don Salamanca.
Don. I think you're on to
it.
Yeah,
I know it's Salamanca,
like
but it's what
it's
is
Don.
It? Is it Don?
Yeah, they call him the, it was like Don. Gracias, Don Salamanca.
Gracias, gracias.
Gracias. I'm just saying, man. By the way, people are chiming in who have seen the Transformers movie, and so far, one person's boyfriend watched it and said they loved it.
Oh, really?
Yeah, she is currently looking for a new partner.
Oh.
I'm just kidding.
That's a red flag right there.
Which, by the way, people are still chiming in with names for the amazing dog movie that you want to create.
The Left Behind movie?
Yes, Left Behind, because we just realized when we're all raptured, our pets are going to be stuck here alone. Well, with criminals.
I can't believe that you never thought about that.
No, I guess I don't love my dog, apparently, because I'm like, what? I'm going to be with the Lord. Who cares?
No, man, you care.
Okay. Movie title, Air Bud 5.
Oh, wow.
God's not dead, but my owner is.
That's pretty good. Yeah, because why not an animated movie?
Oh, man.
It's like Left Behind with Kurt Cameron, except, you know, you do an animated, like, cartoon.
Mm.
And it's Dogs Left Behind, starring like Bark Dogman.
You're like trying to find
like Bark
a
Dogman
way.
is like the main character.
It's Don Hector, by the way. Hector Saltzman.
Oh, Hector, that's right.
Yeah. Somebody else saw Transformers. They said it was pretty solid, but
really?
Predictable.
That's two people so far.
Somebody said I watched it. Not any worse than the last three. Continue the trend of having nothing to do with any of the other storylines. Boo. Saw the Transformers. You have to filter 2.5 hours of nonsense and drama just to watch 30 minutes of robot battle. That just sounds like all of them. The first couple, I was like, yeah!
Yeah, but most of them had really good fight scenes, like, throughout the movie.
Yeah, but when it's all, like, giant robots fighting, there's only, like, because it just doesn't look real.
I thought it did.
Okay. Oh, my gosh. Somebody got a name for our new TV series for the retirement home. Golden Fellas.
There it is. There it is. Golden Fellas. Oh, man. I love everything about that.
There they go. There they go. They roll hard. They roll deep.
Someone's got to get on
those
silver
foxes. But they don't roll
foxes.
Fast. That was about 5 to 7 miles per hour on their little motorized scooter. Somebody else said, all dogs don't go to heaven. Mm. We got that one quite a bit. Somebody just chimed in saying that, by the way, they're a heathen, so they will take all of our pets in. So,
oh,
got you, man. Thank you.
Wow.
Thank you so much. Wait, we should work on something else. Another member of the Starby said Transformers awesome.
Okay. That's been actually almost everybody said it was awesome. Except for like one or two people, right?
Yeah. Of the 7 that have chimed in.
That's pretty good.
Yeah. It's Transformers. I don't know if I can after the last one. The last one tricked me. It was like they had Dinobots. Everybody looked cool. This trailer looks amazing. It's got our boy Wahlberg in it. Yeah. How about this one? A member of the Starmies trying to help you. Starring Brad Pitt. Bull. Huh?
That's good.
Yeah. Somebody said, wife and I watched Transformers. We enjoyed it.
Good.
Okay.
All right. You know what? I might go watch it.
It's like 2 hours and 40 minutes long.
Yeah.
Of Autobots rolling out and fighting bad guys.
That's got Mark Wahlberg, you know?
Yeah.
It's good eye candy. That was for the ladies out there. We don't have a lady on the show, so I have to throw those little nuggets out there.
Oh, moving on to actual great acting. Let's talk about the greatest actor in known existence, and my personal favorite. His name is Keanu Reeves.
Yeah, I don't know about that. He's one of my favorites, but come on.
And here's the thing. Now we know him as, like, Keanu Reeves, and that's a really cool name, right? But here's the thing. That's actually his real name, and Hollywood wasn't a fan.
Keanu Reeves, I love saying your name. I gotta say that. It's exciting for me to say your name. It's a movie star name. And you probably growing up, you probably didn't think it was a movie star name.
No.
No, but it is. Keanu Reeves.
Yeah.
But I heard that you maybe thought for a little second of maybe changing your name, or your agents or somebody brought up.
Beginning story.
Yeah.
It sounds like you're acting now.
Okay, so I'm 20 years old, and I'm going to drive in my first car.
Yes.
And I'm going to drive to Hollywood. And I get there, and my manager, my agent say, welcome.
Yeah, this is a great story.
Great to see you. And I'm all excited, and they say, great to see you, but we want to change your name.
This is the truth. This is Hollywood. This is fantastic.
Oh, yeah. No, I mean, they did it the first day I got there.
So
I mean, literally, I'm like, hey, man, all right, like, change your name. So anyway, so...
They don't think Keanu Reeves is hireable.
I'm not going to talk about that. So anyway, they say, okay, well, help us out. So I go to the ocean because this is a big deal for me, right? It's my name. It's my name.
Yeah.
And I literally go to the ocean.
And you scream, it's my name.
It's
what's
my name? And, this is, and so I
what is
take,
my
I
name? Into I a seashell. Take... And then you toss the shell into the thing.
Way.
And it comes back with a name. And what does the shell tell you your name is?
Chuck Spadina.
There you go. There you go. That's...
Chuck Spadina?
That's really what he came up with. So he goes back to his agent and says, hey, I've got it. I won't be Keanu Reeves. Chuck Spadina.
That's beautiful.
And then they said, no, that's absolutely not. No, no, you cannot have that name. He thought it was a great Hollywood name.
Do you think that
he came back with another name too?
Would that actually, could that have stopped him from catapulting into success?
Keanu Reeves is a cool name,
yeah,
man.
Yeah, that's not a bad name, but Chuck Spicola? Come on. I don't know about that.
It was Chuck's vagina, not, yeah.
What?
You said Spicola.
What?
That wasn't his name.
I don't think you said it right either.
not awesome, by the way? Somebody just chimed in and said, Jimmy Fallon is so awesome. And I got to tell you guys, I was losing my mind on that interview.
Yeah.
Because Keanu Reeves was trying to tell the story, and Jimmy Fallon kept jumping in and so he was seriously trying to say what names he came up with like three different names, but we only got like one of them because right. Jimmy Fallon kept trying to interject and be funny. Who does that?
Yeah.
I'll go now.
Okay.
I'll go.
We got to take a break. When we come back, we have a letter to tackle. We're going to need your help. 585 Live, you can text in, or you can go to Facebook Live. You can watch, you can listen to the show, and you can comment. We'll be right back.
Time to get out of bed. Time to get out of bed now. Wake up, wake up, wake up.
The Morning Invasion with Dex and Steve-O.
Hey! What's going on in the news today?
What do you do when you're left dangling from an amusement park ride? For a 14-year-old girl, the answer was to drop down onto a crowd.
They'll catch you! They'll catch you, honey!
That was at a theme park in Lake George, New York. The girl who scraped a tree while dropping was listed in stable condition at a hospital.
The death toll from an explosion of an oil tanker in Pakistan is climbing.
More than 3,000 rescue workers searching for survivors of a landslide in southern China early Saturday.
The Senate is preparing to vote this week on its version of a bill that would repeal and replace the Affordable Care Act.
In Florida, a TSA officer under arrest after he allegedly stole money out of a woman's bag he was screening at airport security.
Trump administration opposing a bid to use unclaimed money from a legal settlement to fund a memorial at a museum honoring the victims of the government's infamous Tuskegee syphilis study.
Drowning in a sea of lawsuits and recall costs, Japanese automaker Takata Corporation is expected to seek bankruptcy protection in Tokyo and the United States.
Police in the northern English city of Newcastle say they do not believe in incidents terrorism related after a car collided with pedestrians.
Oh, welcome to Monday, everybody.
It's here.
Dex and Steve-O, 837.
High today of 90 degrees. Well, unfortunately, there's an accident to report. I-25 northbound at Montgomery Boulevard. That's exit 228. Again, I-25, if you're traveling northbound at Montgomery Boulevard, exit 228, backing things up there. There's also an accident reported University Boulevard at Lomas. So right there, thankfully it's summer, I guess. Hmm. But man, people still got summer school, dog.
That's right.
Be careful in the university area. University Boulevard at Lomas, an accident reported there. That is your look at traffic.
Traffic!
Don't forget, Freedom Celebration this weekend, Friday and Saturday.
How could I forget? I'm part of it.
Isotope Stadium. Going to be a beautiful weekend. On Friday night, we have the Newsboys. We have Zach Williams. We'll be there just kicking things off a couple hours before the show starts.
Mm-hmm.
A message from Pastor Skip Heitzik. And then on Saturday, tell everybody it's Saturday.
Our boy Stephen Christian, he's got a new record coming out in July called Wildfires. We premiered some of the tracks this last Friday on Star 88.
Love Wildflowers.
He's going to be Wildfires. Oh, did you say Wildflowers?
Yeah, it's my favorite album.
I mean, the Wallflowers?
No, Wildflowers. Flowers.
Mm. He's going to be performing some tracks from that, as well as some old school Amberlin hits, along with Joey Milligan, guitar player from Amberlin. So that's going to be fun, along with Colton Dixon. There's going to be a giant fireworks display. And of course, we'll be there. They're going to be on our pre-show. So
beautiful.
I'm just saying. It's going to be amazing. Speaking of amazing, shout out to our boy Derek.
Hey, Derek.
Who could see on Facebook Live that we were watching the fight video from last night.
Really?
By my charades. Apparently, I'm better at charades than I thought. But yes, we were watching the fight video from last
night. Little recap.
Still very upset.
On the YouTube. Yeah. My boy BJ Penn lost.
Ugh.
He should probably just
He looked his age. I was very bummed.
Yeah.
A little slow. Tired.
Although that other guy, he's 38 as well, and that guy's a machine.
That's
and
because he is Russian.
Those Russians, man, are a different type of person.
Yeah, they're universal
to the rest
soldiers. I saw that documentary, man. It was crazy.
Yeah.
Dolph Lundgren.
Mm-hmm.
Let's be real, man. Let's be real.
You be real.
You be 40.
Okay.
Actually, he be 40. Because he is almost 40.
Okay.
We just got a letter. We just got a letter. We just got a letter. Wonder who it's from.
Thank you for the letters. Always love letters. If you guys need some advice, studio@star88.fm. You can email us. You can hit us up on Facebook, Instagram. You can hit us up on our Facebook pages, whatever. You can text it in. Here is the letter. Feel free to chime in to help this person out. Okay. I've been dating this guy for 4 months. We went on a little trip over the weekend. We took tons of pictures. Here's the problem. He hasn't posted a single pic. I'm a little upset. Okay, I'm mad. No, I'm just confused.
Okay.
Is he hiding our relationship? He posts stuff all the time, but has yet to post anything about us. How would you feel? That's a great question.
Is it?
So if your girlfriend slash boyfriend doesn't make your relationship social media official, are you out?
Oh my gosh. I'm so glad I'm not like in the dating game right now where it's like you have to do X amount of this or whatever. Like I'll tell you right now, if I have friends and Facebook tells me, hey, it's your birthday, I'll call or I'll text and say, hey, happy birthday. I'm not going to like flash it on Facebook. Like, I told him happy birthday, everybody. Did you see? I did it on Facebook. But then there are other times where, whether it's Mother's Day or birthday or something, like with my spouse, I'll not, and I've been reprimanded.
Yeah.
And I'm like, okay. Because I don't care. Yeah. Who cares? I understand, like, first of all, you guys have only been dating for like 4 months and you guys went out of town for a trip. We got to talk about some other things, girl. I'm just saying.
This kind of happened to me this weekend.
Oh, no.
Let me explain.
Oh, no.
So Steve-O and I got to go and hang out with our boy Jason.
Oh, man. Propaganda.
Propaganda.
Apparently, it's about to be some propaganda up in the studio.
And we got to play cornhole. We're hanging out, having a great time with our boy Joe Hawk, our best friend Steven Christian.
Uh-huh.
And we're all taking photos. We're Snapchatting. Uh-huh. We're just having a great time.
Uh-huh.
And so it was like later on in the evening.
Mm-hmm.
Went over to Jason's Instagram page. Just maybe check to see if he posted any pictures of me or of us. I looked over there and I didn't see anything. I was like, well, He was? Where is the pictures?
Yeah.
Why hasn't he posted anything yet?
Right?
Because I felt like our relationship was
there.
Was on par.
We had known each other 3 hours at that point.
So I got home and I was getting ready for bed and I'm like, maybe I'll check now.
Okay.
Still nothing.
And I wish you would have said something this morning, Dan.
Freaking out.
Oh my gosh.
Hasn't he posted anything yet? Why? This is really weird.
That's not like, that
weird. I thought our friendship was...
Now I'm going and looking.
Like one of the, that is like, beautiful thing.
He never posted anything.
He never posted anything still?
Nothing there.
Wow.
Just
I feel you who wrote in.
No, okay.
I feel you.
Okay. We have known him like 3 hours at that point.
Gosh, I feel like if I was in the dating world, I would be just like this girl.
You probably would.
I seriously think
did
I would.
Did you really go check like multiple? I believe
I did.
You. I knew it.
I really did.
And the funny thing is, like, because we were all taking photos, and I texted him the photo that we all took together. So
why hasn't he posted it yet, man?
I don't know, man. Because he's got it. Because when he gave me his phone number, I immediately texted it to him. Did you get his number?
Yeah, oh yeah.
Oh, did you?
He gave me his wife's number, also his mom's number, just in case I couldn't get a hold of him.
Uh huh.
And his daughter's number.
Oh wow! I just got his cell number. I didn't get any.
Oh well.
I didn't get anybody else's.
If you need to get a hold of
somebody them. Says time out, don't start fighting again, guys.
Man.
Oh, remember the Starman says, this is one thing that happened to me. I hate taking pictures of myself, and she always took like 20 when we would hang out. It drove me nuts.
Yeah.
Somebody else said this person is being overly dramatic and needy. Not everyone even likes posting pictures on social media. Praise be.
Yeah, but
I get that. It drives me
but
crazy.
But the problem is, okay, this guy usually posts everything about his life. He's constantly posting pictures about his life. And then he has a this amazing weekend.
Uh-huh.
They've been together for 4 months, uh-huh. and they get back from this amazing weekend trip, and there's no pictures.
Okay, you know what?
What's up with that?
No.
Is he hiding something?
You just spawned relationship status, and now I have to check, because I have known our friend Steven for many, many years. He is truly my oldest friend, just because he's so old. Mm. He just chimed in on Facebook Live and said, ha. But it was like 18 A's.
Like, ha.
Ha. Like he either fell off a cliff or
no.
It was that funny.
Was he doing a selfie?
And I just freaked out because I'm like, wait, this is a real relationship thing. I got to check because him and I have been friends so long.
Will you check to see if he's in the bathroom?
He actually did post a photo of us.
Who did?
Steven did.
Oh, well, I know Steven did. I mean, I always check that.
What?
He's on par.
Our
friendship's
checked.
On par. But Jason, I don't know, man. I thought we had something.
Okay. Maybe it's because you called him Cool Runnings when you met him. You're like, oh,
he laughed.
Feel the rhythm. Feel the rhyme.
Come on, bobsled. Time. It's good.
Wow.
Okay.
And then
he laughed. We
Jason was just embarrassed, and he was like, dang, that ain't me, man. That's like Dougie Doug.
I mean, I did tell the joke like 5 times.
You did.
And but it was the really same joke. Funny.
Over and over.
What do you think? Do you guys have this problem? I mean, is this a problem? Is this a red flag?
Somebody said maybe he's not posting pics because she's the other woman.
Whoa.
Okay. Way to make it weird, Starmy.
But isn't that weird in of itself?
No! It's
How is
not that,
that not?
Weird.
No, it is.
I don't post pictures all the time of
but
anybody
he does.
Except Brody.
But this guy does. He constantly is sharing his life. And then all of a sudden, he just doesn't want to share
I can't believe
anything
this is
about
the
his
culture
girlfriend.
We live in. He doesn't want to share anything.
But wouldn't that be weird to you? Like if this.
After 4 months?
Yeah. He hasn't shared anything.
Maybe. I mean, novel idea. She could talk to him about it.
I mean, you have to make your relationship social media official,
no,
guys.
No, because you want to leave. If you've only been dating 4 months, you got to leave the door open for like other ideas and options. That's what somebody
honestly,
dude probably has other interesting options.
That's
maybe.
Honestly
doesn't want to get the other girl. He doesn't want the other girls to see him. Somebody said maybe he lost his phone. Crazy idea. Why doesn't she just ask him?
Because that'd be weird.
Here's the thing. Somebody else just chimed in to make you very nervous and said, my ex. Husband, note the ex, never posted pictures of me and our kids. He constantly posts and intentionally made himself appear single.
Oh, no.
And like he was always partying. Did I mention he is now my ex-husband?
Oh, that makes my stomach hurt.
I mean, who knows?
Sorry.
Dude's cheating.
Yep.
Maybe he is cheating on his real relationship.
That's true. Welcome to the show. Good morning.
Good morning, guys.
Booty.
I got big news.
Oh, cool. No.
My wife had her baby.
No, what?
Oh, okay.
Are you serious?
Okay.
Yes.
Dude,
yes.
That congratulations, man.
Thank you. Oh, thank you to her.
Well, yeah.
Have you guys posted
any
photos
any credit,
online yet?
But I was there the whole time.
Have you made it official? Have you actually made it official and posted photos
no,
online?
No. I mean, quite literally, other than a few family members, you guys are the first to know, man.
No way.
That's awesome.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
Man.
Her name's Emily May. She's 7 pounds exact, 19 inches, born at 6:44 last night.
Man, Emily May is a beautiful, beautiful name.
Emily May
Thank
Booty.
You.
I love that.
No.
I love
that. Leads me
no.
to my next question.
Oh,
and
man.
This is kind of a big deal, okay?
Oh, no.
Devo.
Yeah, man.
Would you be the godfather of my daughter?
Shut up. No. I mean, what does that include? What does that entail? Do I have to stand behind a desk? Do I have to?
He
do I have
fired
to, like,
a no real
my,
quick.
Do I have to?
Well,
Godfather just scares
way.
Me. You know,
when she starts dating, uh-huh. and if I'm tied up in legalities, you got to get your hands dirty.
Good call.
I mean, but that's not like the Godfather. That's more like the no. I guess you know I could be like
kind
of
is
kind
of co-pilot.
You want to be my
co-pilot?
Yeah, I could co-pilot this.
I'm just saying, because I know you'll feed her well, right?
Okay.
I eat healthy. Raw meats and
I do.
Nuts.
I do.
He's a vegan.
Vegetables.
You got a lot of money. I know she'll go on vacation a lot, and she'll have lobsters and
yep. Talk to him.
Things of the sort.
Booty, you know you were part of the problem on Friday.
Oh, man.
Let's just go ahead and hang it up.
Oh, man.
Okay.
I'm part of the problem on what?
You saw the fight. You saw what happened.
Was that legit?
Yes.
Yeah, it was legit.
Yes,
you were part of the problem.
It became very legit, and we didn't come back on air for like 30 minutes. So,
well, I saw you guys on Facebook Live, and I was like, that looks like my mom and my dad.
I know. That's what everybody
about
said.
How to discipline me, you know?
Yeah, that's true.
Well, everything's good, though, right, guys?
You of course.
We all kiss, we make up.
We do. Yeah, we do.
Okay, so is that a no, Steve-O? I mean, you never really answered me.
I mean, Godfather's just, that's scary. I mean, I have three boys. I've never had daughters. I don't necessarily know how to raise a daughter well, so.
That's still not a yes or a no. I'm going to make you answer me.
Dex, will you be my co-pilot to the co-pilot?
You can't do that.
Yeah, but I will only do this if you agree to, like, co-parent.
Well, Booty has to be okay with it.
Will you be the godmother? Will you be godmother to the godfather?
Of course.
Okay. All right.
Of course I will.
There you go. Okay.
That's my mom!
I'll send the papers over.
We will godparent this. So thank you.
Perfect.
All right.
All right, guys. Thank you so much.
Congratulations!
Congratulations, dude.
Thank you.
It's incredible.
Oh, thanks for hanging that up.
Best club. Best club in the world. Being a parent. Being a parent.
The letter we got is titled No Pics Online. This girl's been dating this guy for 4 months.
Uh-huh.
They went out and had a great weekend together. They took tons of pictures. The problem is he hasn't posted a single pic. She's upset. She said, no, I'm mad. No, okay. Wait. No, I'm confused.
Maybe he didn't want people to know they were out of town. Thank you, Patrice. That's a good thought. You're on vacation. You're like, hey, guys, I'm not in my state. Rob me.
No.
Huh?
Yeah, but if you're back, though, that doesn't make any sense. If you come back, though.
How many friends do you have that come back from vacation and then you unfollow them because you're like, dude, learn how to do like the story where we can see all of them in one thing. I don't want your slideshow. It feels like 1987 and I'm stuck watching my mom like, we went to the Bahamas. And then like, you're like looking at all these photos.
I feel like you could just not watch it if you get bugged.
You can't watch it. You're scrolling. It's on your feed. It just takes over everything.
Oh my gosh. It's so hard.
Don't be that. Don't be those vacation people like, I vacationed and I didn't want to, you know, use my phone a lot while on vacation. So now that I'm back, I'm going to throw up photos all over you.
I'm okay with that. I'm fine with that.
Vacation.
This girl's freaking out because, she wants to know, is he hiding our relationship? And, you know, when do you make your relationship social media official?
Yeah.
Should she be worried about this situation?
So many people chiming in. Somebody said maybe she's not that attractive and he's embarrassed.
Wow, okay.
Starmy. Gotta be nicer than that. Somebody said, dating for 4 months? I mean, in Albuquerque, you're usually married by then. Yeah. I already mentioned this, but they've been dating 4 months and they already went out of town together. I mean, that's kind of a thing, man. 4 months and you're like, we're going to vacation for the weekend. Mm-mm. Mm-mm.
Right?
Oof. What are you doing? Maybe that's why he didn't want to post pictures because he's got that friend who's going to be like, hey, accountability partner, what'd you do over the weekend?
Right?
Oh, you went and kicked it in a nice hotel with your girl? Okay. What else did you guys do?
Right?
Somebody said maybe he just wants to keep them all to himself. They're so special to him that he just doesn't want to share them with the world. So special. Somebody else said, here's an idea. Just get rid of Facebook because that's stupid. But other people are saying, yes, it's definitely odd. I dated somebody like that. It was as though she was always waiting for something better to come along. Didn't post any photos.
Huh.
Another member said maybe she's too special to put on social media. She's more than that to him. He cherishes her so greatly.
I don't know about this.
That he just doesn't need social media to know about their relationship.
Maybe.
Man, somebody said, tell her I'm single. I'll post pictures of us.
Oh, wow.
Ah?
Yeah. 585 Live if you want to text in or Facebook Live. You can go there.
I like this. Hey, maybe he's got a weird relationship with his parents who are retired and only always on Facebook. And he thinks his mother won't approve of the girl. Or then he's going to have like a crazy conversation. Or when are we going to meet him? And they're super intrusive and he's private. Just doesn't like that.
I don't know.
Somebody else said there was a time where social media wasn't a thing and relationships didn't need a picture online to have value behind the relationship.
Hey, that's cool, y'all.
Yeah.
I don't know. I would be weirded out. I really would. Gosh.
You are perpetuating that.
I need to get off of social media. Guys, I'm bailing. I'm out.
Oh, no.
Deleting my page. I will. I'll do it right
no,
now.
No, no, no. I know what you're saying. I'm saying, oh, no, because we have to make a phone call. Dang it. It's 8:55. Because I just got I got pictures that my wife just sent me, and we have got to confront this issue right now.
What?
We were talking earlier about dogs.
What happened?
We got to do it. I don't care.
We got a few minutes.
I got to put the foot down.
What happened?
Well, as we're having conversations about not wanting to post things online, I get a text message that includes a couple photos, and it says, "Hey, I just found
Hello.
This. Hello, Chrissy.
Hi, Chrissy.
Hi.
What are you doing, Chrissy?
Picked up a really cute puppy from the side of the road. Christina, but we're going to call the
Christina
no, we're
Jeter.
We're going to call Westside Shelter to come pick him up and see.
You guys got your dogs?
Look at that in Jack's lap.
Dude, look at that dog. That
looks like
Jack probably
shut
is.
Your
Jack
mouth.
Needs a flea bath now.
It looks like Benji.
Benji, that's right.
Yes.
It's cute, but it was shivering and scared. And
do not
traffic, so.
Do not feed it. Do not look at it in the eye.
Take it home.
Do not call it anything other than dog on the side of the road. If I swear, if one of those kids names it something, you're toast.
I'm pretty sure Brody already named it like Chonkla or something.
Chonkla?
You're toast. I hate animals.
Dude, it's Benji.
I don't care. This
he
is what happens. And
Rocket
the next thing you
friend.
Know, it's like, oh, well, the shelter couldn't get him right away. And so we're just going to take him home because he's
think the shelter's closed.
Right there on bridge.
And it's so interesting that you keep talking about how you want another dog and you just happen to find one on the side of the road. Chrissy, are you lying to me? Did you really find it on the side of the road? Or is that our new dog? You're just trying to like ease him into our yeah. life. Don't you lie. You're
oh
on the
God.
Radio. You're on Christian radio, you liar.
Okay.
Chrissy?
Yes?
You get rid of that dog right
no,
now.
No, Chrissy, don't do it.
Down in just a minute.
Chrissy?
So do you think this dog has been just out on its own for a while?
No, I think it belongs to somebody in the neighborhood.
Does it have a collar? Does it have a collar?
No. Who puts a collar on their dog?
We do.
Yeah, I don't.
We do.
I don't have one on Vader.
Oh,
I think
my
that's
gosh.
Abuse. That's,
we
that's
do.
Doggy abuse.
With like a name.
This
to,
is like a
saying
little
saying it's
house
mine.
Dog.
Oh,
we put
Chrissy
a collar on Rocket because he bolts all the time.
Yeah. Oh, dude.
It is a really cute dog, though.
I'm telling you right now.
Just take him home.
Me
see
or
how
the
it
dog,
goes.
Chrissy. You gotta,
see how it
I'm
goes.
Not coming home until you say
spend
that dog is not there.
Spend a day or two with Benji. He'll be fine.
Nope. If I'm telling you, you give me a heads up. I'll text you later, and if the dog's still around, I'm staying at Dex's. You got to
okay.
choose.
I don't have is that all?
Got to okay. choose. We got to swap dogs. Wait,
the
did you just say
really
is that all?
Uncomfortable.
Did you say is that all? All right. I feel that. Right.
You do whatever you feel like you should do.
No, Dex, you get out of this.
You just spit all over my arm.
I did.
Man.
I really did.
Gosh.
All right.
I'm frothing, Chrissy. Don't you? We don't need another dog,
You're
Chrissy.
Frothing.
Just
I know we don't
say
need
no.
Dog.
Just say no. Don't even look it in the eye.
Okay.
Don't even look it in the eye.
Jack's
Besides, when
point.
we're all raptured, it's just going to starve to death.
Dude,
tell that
Chalanka,
to our children.
Chalanka
when Jesus
and
comes
Rocket
back,
are going to have a full meal.
It's going to starve to death because we'll all be Jack, in heaven.
Yes.
Jack's going to make a video presentation of why he wants this dog. Like yeah,
okay.
a PowerPoint.
Okay, all right.
Like,
you better.
What a dog.
And here's what we're going to do. He makes this PowerPoint presentation because it's summer. He's got plenty of time. I want a video. I expect Sarah McLachlan in the background. We're going to play it for the Starmie tomorrow. And the Starmie can help decide whether or not we need this stupid dog.
Beautiful.
The answer's no, by the way. So I don't care what the Starmie says.
Well, the dog's currently hiding under my van.
Oh.
So we'll see if we can get him out.
Oh, gosh.
He needs a home.
He doesn't.
He needs love.
Call him Oil Pan.
Come here, Chalanka.
I hate it. I hate all of this, Chrissy. You better text me when that dog is
come
out
here,
of our lives
come
forever.
Come here, Chonkla.
Sleeping on Dex's couch until further notice.
Chonkla.
I might call you
Chonkla
later.
Chonkla Jeter.
Gosh.
Chonkla Jeter. All right, we gotta go.
Bye,
right, Chrissy.
Have a wonderful
Bye,
day.
Chrissy. You too. All
right.
Oh,
you just made a huge withdrawal at the First Bank of Lies.
Oh gosh, we don't want another dog.
Yes, you do.
No, we
Rocket
don't.
Rocket needs a friend.
I hate everything about this. Oh, hate it all.
We gotta take a break. We'll be right back. Volunteer in the Unknown. It's Star 88, Dex and Steve-O. Beautiful Monday. Maybe some thunder showers. afternoon. Good morning, Starmie. 585 Live if you'd like to text into the show. 505-585-5483. Also hit up Facebook Live, Star 88. Go like the page and be a part of the show with us. You can watch. You can listen to us right there. We love hearing what you have to say. It's your show, guys. Earlier this morning, we had a guy by the name of Jason Petty on the show. He's in a, well, he is propaganda. I remember karaoke mics pointed at the speaker. Boombox played a track, CD skip. He was at church all weekend here at Calvary.
Yep.
And he came in to hang out with us for about 30 minutes. Talk about his new record, Crooked. It's out on Friday. So good, guys. You want to check his Instagram, see if he maybe posted that picture of us yet? Oh.
I think he actually posted another lyric from his new record. So, so the answer is no. Liquid lace lung, them flim swims inside his chest. Blood test positive, odds of finding a spouse minimal. HIV be clipping the wings of an ex-criminal.
He's my new favorite artist.
That new record, oh my gosh. It's called Crooked. It releases Friday. He's got collaborations with some really incredible people. Mars Fair, who we play. Audrey Assad. He's got a collaboration with Aaron Marsh from Copeland. And one with Seren, a band we play here on the station. I'm like...
Seren?
Yeah. We say Seren. It's Seren.
Like Seren gas?
S-E-R-Y-N. Seren.
Gotcha.
Serenity now.
It's 9/11.
And the high today is 90 degrees. Traffic! I-25 North at Montgomery. That's exit 228. There's an accident being reported there. Again, I-25 North at Montgomery. Exit 228. An accident reported there. Be careful in that area. Also, University Boulevard at Lomas. They reported an accident there about 20 minutes ago. So you might want to be careful in that area considering... Man, the university area right now with all of the construction going on is a mess. So if you can't avoid it, go around it. Whatever you got to do. It's hard when your comic shop is right in the heart of Nob Hill and they're doing all of this art project stuff. But you find ways. You find ways. That's your look at traffic. This traffic update brought to you by Bear Canyon CrossFit, located at 9533 Osuna, Suite B. BearCanyonCrossFit.com or 505-293-2101. That's 505-293-2101. Thanks again to Bear Canyon CrossFit for this traffic update.
Thank you.
I think Harvey just sent us a photo of two dogs. People are like chiming in left and right for this dog situation.
The dog situation?
Two dogs, Steve-O. Oh, everyone right. Needs a best friend.
Yeah, we just got off the phone with Chrissy, Steve-O's wife, who currently just picked up Benji, off the side of the road. Benji, come home.
Those Here's are the problem. Movies. It's just like, oh no, we're just going to hold on to it for a moment. And then don't worry. We'll find the owner. It's a lap dog. It's a little Benji looking dog. And that means the owner's 87 years old. They don't have Facebook.
You think that
they
thing's
don't go
chipped?
Outside.
Think that thing's chipped?
I doubt it.
I bet it's chipped.
Oh, and be like, well, it's so sweet. And the boys have fell in love with it. I get a photo and it's like.
Brody's already named him.
Yeah, Brody's named him. And
Chalanka.
Like, and, oh, it's Chunkla.
Now I like Chalanka better.
No. Somebody said, I am torn. On one hand, the dog sounds like a hideous little ankle biter. But on the other hand, little Chunkla Jeter. Oh, dude.
Oof.
Awesome name, Chunkla Jeter for president 2020.
Same thing happened with me and Vader.
No! Remember? We already have a dog, man, that I... oh, man.
Yeah, but you need to have... Like, Rocket is the type of dog that needs a friend. That's
right.
Why he's tearing
that's
things
what,
up.
That's what Chrissy keeps saying.
That's why he's acting out. No, he's why not, he has he's eating
not,
issues.
He's not acting out.
Really?
Yes, and I've already, like... I've tried to encourage him as best I can with his food habits. I'm like, you are beautiful for your body type. Like, this is... It's normal.
That. No.
It's okay, dude. Just eat the food.
He
eat the food. Eat the food.
Then you yell at him.
Oh, man.
No.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Anybody else chiming in about the letter and we'll move on? Anything else?
No, more people are now chiming in about the new dog, apparently.
Oh, the new dog.
Yeah. Gotcha. So, I don't know. Weird plot twist. Steve-O and the new dog become best friends. That'll never happen. That'll never happen. But most people, back to the letter, think that it is odd that someone has been dating, you know, for four months.
No, and this guy usually posts photos on his Facebook or Instagram of his life. And then all of a sudden, like, what's up? Why haven't you posted anything? Why haven't you made it official yet? Social media official.
What if they haven't even had that conversation? What if they haven't even had the, like, hey, are we boyfriend and girlfriend? Maybe they're just dating. So it's like, how do I make that official? Like,
that's a good call.
Well, we're not in a relationship. Yeah. We're like, we're feeling it out.
I feel like the 6 month mark is, that's like when you have that conversation. You say, listen, it's our 6 month anniversary.
I'm just saying, man.
Would you like to make this?
Dude, stand your ground. Media if official? You don't want to post photos, don't post photos. Because Katrina just reminded me of a very real situation. Back in the day, Chrissy wanted another baby, and I was like, no! Baby or a dog, you pick.
Yeah.
She picked the dog. And then guess what? We ended up having a baby anyways!
Ugh.
So she got a dog and a baby! I am a sucker!
Happy wife.
Thanks, Katrina, for reminding me!
Happy life.
I'll see you guys later! Moving out!
Oof.
Can I stay on your couch?
It's really uncomfortable, bro.
Peace out, cool beans.
Wait, the dog or the situation?
Both.
Okay.
My couch is, you can't sleep on it.
Good news. For those that are worried about the dog, they are actually taking it to the West Side Shelter because the dog is clean, has bathed recently. And when you find a dog in the South Valley that is clean and bathed recently, that is not a street dog. So, not super skinny, well fed. So
okay, so yeah, there's no fleas.
Clearly belongs to somebody.
Yeah, it so just got out of the backyard.
Make sure, like, grab the microchip. See if they.
It's microchipped. It's
good
fine.
Job. Hey,
there's no second dog.
I don't have to get another Chrissy, dog. Don't do it.
I don't have to get another dog.
Don't take him to the clinic.
Oh, Brody's thing right now is he wants a cat.
Oh no. You can't do that. You're allergic.
I'm not allergic. Chrissy is.
You're allergic.
I'm not.
Chrissy's allergic.
Mm-hmm. Brody wants a cat, man.
Oh, dude.
I was over at Nate's house last week. Remember last week when we all went over and played video games? Oh, wait.
Yeah.
He bailed.
I did.
Yeah. And he has a new kitten.
Oh.
And it was obnoxious. It just, like, wanted to be there. At one point, it almost knocked the pizza off the counter because it jumped up on the counter and hit the lid of the pizza
Gross.
Box that was open. And it went, whoo! And we were like, I had to catch a pizza. And it was like,
cats aren't allowed on the table.
It's a kitten.
I don't care.
Remember the storm? I said, Steve-O, my husband did this to me. He brought a stray home from the oil field, washed it, trimmed the shaggy hair, clipped, dried up his, you know. Anyways, okay. They saw it was lost on the county website. Owner picked it up later, laughed at my husband because he was so ready to keep that dog, but I did not want it. It's a good story. It has got a good ending there. Woo! I was worried about the ending of that one.
Good stuff.
I got my dog a dog. Best thing we ever did for her. She quit tearing stuff up after that because she had a play friend.
There you go.
Great.
I'm telling you.
Great.
You're going to have a happier
Harvey
dog.
Harvey says, just ask Bill. He has two dogs. Boom. Nope. Nope.
You
nope.
need at least two dogs.
No, you don't. I'm game for
Benji's
zero dogs.
Perfect size, too.
Game for zero dogs. So.
All right. Let's move on and talk about this hotness over in Arizona.
Attention, this is a heat advisory.
This is a heat advisory. Heat is made up of hotness.
Oh.
The sun is currently adding hotness to the heat outside, so it's hotter. Wear a hat. This is a heat advisory.
Okay.
That's good, man.
All right.
I've been wondering how it's hotter. That makes so much sense.
So this is so crazy. Much. Scottsdale, Arizona. There's a guy that lives there. He tweeted a photo on Friday of a cactus melting.
No.
Look at it.
No.
It's totally melting.
Oh, my gosh. It is totally melting. Guys, that is a cactus melting.
Cacti
I wish you could
see
it,
melt.
But it's radio.
Seriously, the cactus's backyard is drooping in the heat. But if that's not enough for you, someone else in Arizona tweeted a photo of the paint melting off of the street sign. Check
I
this out.
I saw this one.
Look at it. It's clearly melting. The street sign paint is melting. That's how hot it is. 119 degree temperatures.
Yeah.
In Arizona.
Yeah.
Siri, what's the temperature in Scottsdale, Arizona today?
temperature for today in Scottsdale, Arizona, will be 111 degrees.
Oh! That's a nice cool day.
Oh!
That's a nice cool
almost
day.
Almost 20 degrees hotter than it are. It is 20 degrees hotter than it's going to be here today because it's only supposed to be, what, 90?
Yeah, it's been kind of cool. It got really hot for about a week, and now it's kind of it's been chilly.
Yeah.
Like a chilly 98. You know?
Oh, man. I'm telling you right now, I am hating the summer. Here's what happens. I sleep in a wonderful down comforter, right? I got this like snuggly, like I like big blankets and I cannot lie.
Mm.
You other brothers can't deny. When you got a sweet comforter, you just need that. Well, all of a sudden it's hot in summertime. So Chrissy has stripped that away and we have this little like thing. It's like there you go. It's so thin.
Yeah.
And it's just weird.
But that's all you need.
No.
Why?
Because I've always had like a like something big. And then if it's hot, you just stick your leg out and you run the AC and you've got a fan going.
Gosh, man. Chrissy, I'm so sorry.
And she's rocking this really thin, like, and no extra blankets because it gets hot. And I'm like, what? So I'm like somehow trying to sleep with this like thing that's clearly not
separate
meant.
Bedrooms.
Dude, I guess. I
don't separate know what's bedrooms.
Guys. I really don't know how this is going to work. I don't know how it's going to work out. It's like, it's this weird sheet thing. And
there's nothing wrong
how
with
does that.
That
save you from like, you know, remember when you were a kid? Like your comforter saved you from like the boogeyman, bullets.
And you got a lot of issues.
Anything. And now I've got this little sheet and it's like, how am I going to live? Where's the comfort? Without a comforter, there is no comfort in your home.
Chrissy, keep driving. Just keep going.
Okay.
That's ridiculous, man.
I'm just saying, yo, it's so warm.
It is.
I need a comforter.
And I got some tips on how to survive summer if you hate the heat.
Word!
If you hate to heat.
I hate the heat. Yes.
Thank you.
Not the Miami heat. Now that, you know, they don't have like the big three, they're okay.
Guys, you want to survive the summer
heat. Move to Alaska.
Stay out of the sun.
I feel like that's really a tip.
Yeah.
That is the dumbest tip.
Yeah.
That's
it'll make you irritable, stressed, depressed. You gotta stay out of the sun as much as possible. Air conditioning, ice packs, cooling pads.
Yeah, but I mean
blackout window shades will all help. Stay out of the sun, guys.
But don't you need the sun for
number two. But don't avoid sunlight entirely.
These tips aren't helping me.
You don't want to cut out the sun entirely. Mm. You just want to be smart about it. You know, this reminds me, I had a couple friends who, it's a long story, but they fell into a portal and ended up in another galaxy far, far away. And on this planet, there was no sun. In fact, they were on there for a long time and actually went crazy because they didn't have a sun. But when they got back through the portal, back to Earth, man, they appreciate that sun. They love that sun. We take the sun for granted. Tip number three, take a trip. What?
Take a little trip.
Take a little trip.
Mm-hmm.
Take a little trip. Mm-hmm. See. Instead of taking a vacation to the beach or somewhere tropical, go somewhere that's cool in the summer months.
Yeah, man, you know. Because we can afford all that.
Go to San Francisco.
None of these are practical. San Francisco, Seattle. Really? Oh, yeah. It's getting costlier.
Upstate New York.
Okay. Really, really costly.
They don't even crack 70 degrees most weeks, even in the summer. Why aren't we living in Seattle?
Oh, don't get me started there. Say hello to heaven.
Number four, we're talking about tips on how to survive summer if you hate the heat. Exercise, but do it indoors.
That doesn't mean anything to me. We did CrossFit last week in the gym, and it was like
couldn't breathe.
Drink lots of water, guys. That's the big thing I'm saying.
Exercise hydrated. Is a good mood booster, but a sweaty jog in the heat can be awful. Swimming is a good option if you have access to a pool. Otherwise, it might be worth it to invest in some exercise equipment you can use at home where you can control the thermostat. These are ridiculous. I don't know. I mean, they're kind of basic. I mean, stay out of the sun. Go somewhere sweet where it's cool and make sure you exercise indoors. Really, life hacker? Really? I feel like we already knew that.
I mean,
you know what I'm saying?
I mean, I'm still stuck on the fact that I don't have a comforter.
Sorry.
How are you going to fix that?
I have a sweet Mickey Mouse one you can borrow.
I can't put it on the bed, though. There are rules. Wish I was allowed to have input in these rules.
Let's see how hot it is outside.
Yes, please do.
Current temperature is perfect for steaming broccoli. Degrees.
Okay.
Like on the sidewalk?
Yeah. You can pour your vegetables outside on the sidewalk.
I like that.
Steam them right there.
Yesterday I did some collards with bacon.
Mmm.
That's good. Straight from the garden.
Beautiful.
Straight from the garden into our mouth. Except we had to like soak them and get all the bugs off of them.
Ugh.
And then we ate it. Protein, man.
Grody.
A member of the Starman says we need to go to Montana because apparently it's winter there, according to your pops.
No, it's not, guys. My dad's a liar. It's like 90 degrees today.
Mm-mm. Remember, the Starmie says we're actually driving to Alaska to move there right now.
Shut up.
Yeah.
Where at? Tell us where in Alaska.
Anchorage.
Ooh.
I just made that up.
I love Alaska. Where. I love all those Alaska reality shows. I get sucked right in. 585 Live if you want to text in, or Facebook Live. We're on there. Mm. Go like the page. Go watch and listen. We'll be right back.
What do you do when you're left dangling from an amusement park ride? For a 14-year-old girl, the answer was to drop down onto a crowd.
They'll catch you! They'll catch you, honey!
That was at a theme park in Lake George, New York. The girl who scraped a tree while dropping was listed in stable condition at a hospital.
The death toll from an explosion of an oil tanker in Pakistan is climbing.
More than 3,000 rescue workers searching for survivors of a landslide in southern China early Saturday.
The Senate is preparing to vote this week on its version of a bill that would repeal and replace the Affordable Care Act.
In Florida, a TSA officer under arrest after he allegedly stole money out of a woman's bag he was screening at airport security.
Trump administration opposing a bid to use unclaimed money from a legal settlement to fund a memorial at a museum honoring the victims of the government's infamous Tuskegee syphilis study.
Drowning in a sea of lawsuits and recall costs, Japanese automaker Takata Corporation is expected to seek bankruptcy protection in Tokyo and the United States.
Police in the Northern English city of Newcastle say they do not believe in incidents terrorism related after a car collided with pedestrians.
On this day, 187 years ago in 1830, King George IV, he was England's fattest king.
Okay.
He died at the age of 67.
Dang, dude.
For breakfast, King George IV would eat two pigeons and three steaks and wash them down with a bottle of wine and a glass of champagne and several glasses of brandy.
He lived to how old?
67.
Oh, gosh. How?
He had good
health
care.
I bet you. Oh. I bet you the king has pretty good health care.
Yeah, probably. 16 years ago, in 2001, on this day, New York became the first state to ban the use of handheld cell phones while driving.
Huh.
It's 9:32.
High today of 90 degrees. Traffic! Both accidents that were reported earlier have been cleared away. In fact, taking a look at the roads, everything looks very clear. Which is exciting for everybody who's trying to make their, like, morning commute this morning on the summer day.
Anchorage, Alaska, chiming in.
Yeah,
they're on their way.
Shout out. And speaking of shout outs, traffic this morning brought to you by For the Good. Screen printing, live printing, graphic design. ForTheGood.com or 505-508-5658. That's 505-508-5658. Thanks again to For the Good for their support of Star 88 FM.
Beautiful.
Somebody wanted to know what that song was just playing. That would probably be Olympian by Propaganda, our boy.
Yeah, it was.
Yeah.
If you missed Jason on the show this morning, hit the podcast on demand right after the show. He hung out with us for about 30 minutes and talked about the new record, Crooked, which is out on Friday. And just we rapped about his life and who he is. Such a good dude.
You rapped with Propaganda?
Yeah.
We really should have done like a... We didn't have enough time.
Next time.
We're doing it. A rap battle.
Next time.
I feel like you'll lose.
Hey, man, he couldn't beat me in cornhole.
That's true. It was also the first time he'd ever played it.
He was actually really good for the first time.
Mm-hmm.
I love cornhole.
That was a fun game, man. I need to make one.
I know.
Here's what we're going to do. We're going to change the game. We're going to make Morning Invasion Cornhole, right? And the opening will be our mouths.
Yes.
So we'll paint pictures of us on the boxes. One will be the Dex cornhole. The other will be the Steve-O cornhole. And the holes will be our mouths.
Yes.
And you have to throw the bags in our mouths to shut us up.
Yes. I love it.
We're going to make a fortune.
Maybe there's a carpenter out there. You guys want to donate your time?
A carpenter?
Yeah.
I mean, sure.
I mean, it's one of those things where it looks like it's easy to build, but it's probably not.
It's like a box with legs, man.
Pretty much.
It's like a rectangle. I bet you we could do that. Think about that.
Do you have all the equipment?
Yeah, of course. I have a table saw.
Nice.
Got a jig. Got all kinds of stuff.
Just need to cut down a tree, man.
Yeah.
Or go to Lowe's.
Yeah, I was going to say. When's the last time you bought lumber? That stuff is not cheap.
Yeah, no kidding.
I kept thinking, I'm going to make a coffee table. It'll be really, whoa, how much?
Yeah.
Cheaper to just go to like a, well, I can't say the name of stores. Swedish place.
I'd like to make a table out of fur. You know, like fur, not like fur, but fur.
Oh, F-I-R. I seriously didn't understand what you were saying for a second.
Do you guys have fur?
It's kind of earlier when I was talking about like rocking collards last night from the garden. I said we made collards with bacon straight from the garden. They're like, cool, bacon from the garden.
Yeah.
Yeah, no.
It's beautiful.
I did not have to slaughter a pig.
That's awesome.
Yeah, that was from somewhere else entirely. Americans are all about expressing themselves. That's how we do.
Mm-hmm.
Express yourself. We want to be unique. We want people to realize who we are. But we're also very lazy.
Whoops, wrong button.
And strapped for time.
Sorry about that.
It's okay. I'm like, what was that? So here's an interesting question. If you could wear the same boring uniform to life every day, would you do it?
Heck yes. I didn't even have to think about that.
According to a new survey, 48% of Americans wish we could wear a boring uniform to work every day. They'd rather wear a uniform to work. You don't have to put an outfit together. Obviously, some people already do that, but we're really talking about office jobs. They interviewed people who have regular, quote, regular jobs, like where you don't have a uniform. It's not like a Starbucks or, they asked people who have careers, and 48% said yes, because they wouldn't have to worry about what they wore every day.
I'm glad you brought this up, because on Friday we were talking about a couple different stories. Actually, there was a young man who was at school in England, and he wanted to wear shorts, and the school said, no, you're not going to wear
negatory
shorts.
Negatory, good buddy.
So he's like, well, okay, well, can I wear a dress? And they're like, yeah, you can wear a dress. And he showed up in a dress.
Mm-hmm.
Then you read a story about another, I guess that was in England as well.
Yeah. In the UK, where the entire school, it was, they have, it's a private school. They've got a strict dress code. And they asked the headmaster for shorts. And the headmaster said, no. Well, the girls get to wear skirts. Can we wear their skirts? And they said, sure thing. In jest. Well, all the kids got together, decided we're going to wear skirts and borrowed skirts from girls at the school.
That is offensive.
And in both instances, the dress code changed.
Yeah, it did.
Hey.
Crazy thing is, we're talking about this Friday, and I got an email from HR. Realized our HR actually listens to us.
Because I called out HR, because I remember last year, Crystal, I remember us having a conversation. It was down here next to the radio station, and we were asking you straight up, like, what's the deal with the shorts? Like, why can't we wear shorts? And she said, it's written in.
Mm-hmm.
Men are not allowed to wear shorts, but women can wear dresses. So I remember saying, well, then can I wear a dress? And I remember you saying it, Crystal.
She said we could wear a kilt.
But I remember her saying, yeah, you could wear a dress.
I got a differentiating email.
But then she sends an email back saying no, because I remember.
No dresses,
boys. I remember her saying that we could, because it's not written in.
Now it is written in.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Policy's changed since then.
Well,
cross-dressing is not acceptable at work. So.
What's the latest? What's the latest?
Do we
need to get some signs?
Because this is the best part. We're locked away in the studio with all this electronic equipment, and guys, the AC so doesn't
hot.
Work back here.
Hold on. Let me see how hot it is in the studio.
Okay.
Current temperature is, are you kidding me right now?
Okay.
Degrees.
Yeah, I like that. Yep. That's about right. But that's why I'm wearing flip-flops, because I can't wear shoes with socks and
my
stuff because
toes are sweating right now.
Right. It's so hot. It's like, nope, sorry, guys. I'm wearing these to like let my feet breathe because it's so hot.
Oh, guys, what's going to happen? Are we going to be able to wear shorts?
I don't know. Somebody wants to know why we even have a dress code. Interesting.
Yeah, we're in radio.
Yeah, I know. But I mean, we're still at a professional place. What if there wasn't a dress code for us and we were just, well... I was going to say, we're pretty casual.
We hang out back here in our little studio and we go home.
Mm-hmm.
Nobody sees us.
Yeah, I know, but would you really want there to be a special radio dress code?
But why are shorts part of a dress code?
I don't know. I don't invent rules.
There's some nice shorts out there.
There are some nice
khaki dicky shorts or something.
Sure.
Carhartts.
Remember, the Starmie said, I had a professor who wore the exact same thing every day. Super depressing philosophy professor. He always wore a black button-up shirt, a black belt, black slacks, black socks, and chunka sandals. Chunkas.
Chunkla.
Every day. Somebody said, comfortable uniforms every day. T-Mobile, I get to wear a silky shift? I think skirt. To work. Every day that they provide. Happy workforce equals better production. We used to have to wear ties. Production went up when they changed uniforms. Interesting.
I love that because you don't have to worry about, you know, what to wear.
Yeah.
And then I think on the weekends when you're not working, I think it'd be kind of a treat to be able to like dress up or wear things that you haven't been able to wear.
Somebody said, we can't even see below your shirts on Facebook Live.
Exactly, Crystal.
Which is hilarious. You can't. It's, we're, yeah.
But at the same time, we still work here and that's just a policy.
That's true.
And I get it.
And you respect the authority above you.
I get it.
Kimberly said, are kilts acceptable? Which they are. But have you ever seen how expensive a kilt is?
Are they?
Yes.
Even on Amazon?
Yeah. I went to check because I was like, I'm doing this. I'm wearing a kilt. Kilts are cool. And they're also like wool if you go for real. And, you know, anyway. Getting back to it, if you're just joining us, 48% of America said they wish they could just wear a boring uniform every day because it'd make it easier. Our girl Claire chimed in and said, that would make me on time to work every day. No stressing about
what
to wear.
Exactly.
So if the uniform thing's off the table, the majority of America prefers casual dress code. 20% said very casual, like jeans and a t-shirt, which is kind of what we do every day. 36% said somewhat casual. 28% said somewhat formal. And 16% said very formal, like a suit and tie or a pantsuit.
Ugh, I'm so glad we don't have to wear a suit and tie.
I know. I'm just saying. So on the flip side, it could be worse. We could have to wear stuff like that every day.
That's true.
Yeah. They make tackle kilts with pockets and stuff.
Tackle kilts?
Dude, I'm going to have to look this up. We'll get them.
Like for fishermen?
Because no joke, guys, it's hot. But then we'd have to worry about like crossing our legs. Like, how do you do that? Ladies, you guys got things to worry about that we don't have to worry about. I've never thought about that.
Got to keep your thighs shut.
Yeah, but I always like cross my legs, but I have them like
you
open.
You got to keep them close.
Can you just like tuck the kilt? Like in... I don't know.
Last time I wore a dress, man, it was tough.
I'm just saying. Imagine, like, you're walking outside. We live in a windy city, you know?
Mm-hmm.
It blows up.
Boxers. Same thing with a kilt, man.
Boxers everywhere. All right, maybe I can't wear a kilt. Maybe I can't. Derek says, uniforms? What? Please, no. All right. Moving on. According to a new study, exercising for just 30 minutes a day ups your self-esteem and makes you feel thinner.
Yay!
30 minutes?
Yeah. If you want to be body confident on the beach, 30 minutes of exercise makes women feel slimmer. Being active, allegedly, makes women feel stronger, more confident about their body fat. The body confidence boost lasts for at least 20 minutes after finishing exercise. Researchers say they believe that women feel empowered post-exercise, which causes positive thoughts. Because poor body image can cause depression, eating disorders, and whatnot.
That makes sense.
30 minutes of exercise, guys. You can do it. Our girl Amy from Bear Canyon was talking about the fact that if you can't get to the gym, you can't afford it. Easy things to do. You do air squats right at your station, wherever you're at work. You can do 50 air squats, 50 push-ups, 50 sit-ups. Quick.
Super easy, guys.
Yeah. It'll make you feel better. This is according to Professor Kathleen Martin from the University of British Columbia. She said, we think that the feelings of strength and empowerment women achieve post-exercise stimulate an improved internal dialogue. This in turn generates positive thoughts and feelings about their bodies, which may replace the all too common negative ones. So there you go, ladies. 30 minutes.
That's it. Just 30 minutes.
30
guys.
Minutes a day. Oh, man. Somebody else said wear kilts, stand outside HR with shorts in the air and scream freedom.
Freedom!
Yeah, but I like Crystal. Our HR person's kind.
She's so kind.
You don't want to get HR on your bad side because they're like lawyers. They know all the rules. Next thing you know, restrictions.
Exactly.
Restrictions.
Or get written up.
Dude.
Get her name on the board.
Here's something really interesting. The next time you're in a public bathroom and you grab one of those free toilet seat cover things, you know
what I'm
talking
about? I always use those, yeah. If I see those in there.
I don't even know how to use those.
What?
Because they got the weird flappy. Where does the flappy thing go? You tear it off?
Yeah, no, well, you peel the one end so it goes down into the toilet.
Oh!
What?
I've never used one before.
Yeah. You don't want to sit on a public toilet seat.
Oh, I always have a routine. You go in there and you grab the toilet paper and you like spit shine the lid and like make sure it's all good.
And then
good.
I tear off sections of toilet paper and just lay it on top.
Because when the lighting hits, it's like, nope, I see a spot. That little.
Why don't you lay the toilet paper on the toilet seat? Do you do that?
No.
Yeah, I do that.
Because then it moves around or it gets stuck
to
you.
But if you just if you go down really quick and land on the toilet seat, it won't move. But then you kind of have to peel it off.
Facebook Live is just getting.
You got to peel it off.
Okay.
Especially if you're sweaty.
And we can't wear shorts here, guys, so we're always sweaty.
Yeah. So what do I do with these?
Next time you're in a public bathroom, you grab one of those free paper toilet seat cover things. Do not put that on the filthy seat. Rub it all over your face.
Rub it all over my face.
According to a bunch of users on the beauty website Makeup Alley, the free seat covers are actually great for getting oil off your skin.
What?
As one user wrote, it's kind of gross where they come from, but they're great for oil blotting, and they're free, man.
Wow, look at you with these beauty tips.
I'm just helping the ladies out today. 30 minutes of exercise, face blotting the toilet seat cover thingies. A pack of 100 of those things costs like $8.
Huh.
So it's not like you're going to get rich from the money you save wiping your face with the toilet seat covers, but every little bit counts.
Yeah.
Every little bit counts.
Good for you.
Okay, moving on. Supposedly, there's a new annoying toy craze in China to replace the fidget spinner. America's just slow. We're behind the times. This one's considered slightly more dangerous. Have you seen this thing?
Yeah, Buck posted this. I saw Buck post this.
It's a tiny crossbow that shoots toothpicks, and I want one!
Yeah, you're going to shoot someone's eye out.
Oh, man. Or like somebody's apple at their desk. You're like Daryl from The Walking Dead.
This thing's dangerous, man.
It's seriously like these tiny, you can shoot them into the ceiling.
Yeah.
Oof. I love everything about this. People are like at work shooting water bottles, but
light
bulbs. It ricochets off and hits the lights.
Ricochets and then hits your eyeball and you can't see out of your left eye again.
They look absolutely dangerous. Here's the worst part is they only cost like $1. So they're not that hard to come by. And these look so very, very, very dangerous.
Is this the latest trend?
Apparently.
In China, huh?
It shoots little sharpened skewers. It apparently pierced through several layers of cardboard, apples, light bulbs. They can be replaced by a metal needle. They even can punch holes in soda cans. That's how ridiculous they are.
Hello, my dear friends. In today's video, I'd like to show you how to make a mini crossbow using 3 pens.
Okay. I'm going to watch this one later.
That was overdubbed because it's in another language.
To make a mini crossbow, we need a glue gun, pliers, or nippers.
What are nippers?
Pliers or nippers, because it's another. It's in another country.
What are nippers?
They need nippers. They're America, we call them pliers.
Glue, stationary knife, 3 pens with metal clips.
What are metal clips?
No, metal clips.
Oh.
3 pens with metal clips.
2 lighters. One should be working and another one for the spare parts. 1 egg, mini hacksaw, and some toothpicks.
What's an hacksaw?
A hacksaw, man! You,
man, that's killing
me.
I can't understand a word this guy's saying.
Yeah.
First, okay. We have to unbend the metal clips.
What's a metal clip?
The metal clips on the pin. Oh. You have to unbend the metal clips on the pin. These, I'm not kidding, guys. They're so popular overseas.
With nippers.
They made these videos on how to make them because nippers. They're frequently sold out. Those are seriously just.
Look at this guy.
Then we made two cuts in the hood.
What did he say?
Then we need to cuss in the hood.
That's what he said.
It sounded like. What did he really say?
He said, "We need to cuss in the hood."
Then we need to cuss in the hood.
Make two cuts in the hood.
Oh, two cuts.
Oh,
in the lid. But I guess they call it the hood.
Should be in the middle, and the other one on the top.
Okay, we're gonna learn how to make a mini crossbow, guys. I don't know that this
next,
is the smartest
we cut
thing.
Small rectangular holes in the middle, where the metal clips will be fixed later.
Huh?
I don't know.
Okay.
This is great, though.
No, it's not.
We're going to have toothpick
people
wars.
People need to hurry and ban them here in America before they even make it popular here, because, come on, if you thought fidget spinners were dangerous and terrible and stupid.
Did you ever find out why the fidget spinner was so dangerous?
I don't know.
I never looked into that.
I don't know.
I was going, what? How are kids like? How are they hurting themselves with fidget spinners?
I don't know, but you don't have to. Like, think hard about how these things could be dangerous for people. It seriously shot a toothpick through a soda can.
It shot a toothpick through the can.
I want to know why this is grew from Despicable Me. That's what a member of the Starmie said. And it's true now that I think about it.
Yeah.
Oh, man! There we go. Moving on. A homeowners association in Tampa, Florida is threatening to foreclose on a dude's home because he hasn't painted his mailbox. We have a clip.
Basically, this is what this comes down to is my mailbox, you know. It's pretty insane. It's unreal. This is the one from August. Basically has an address that I've never even lived at. The first thing that she sent me was a sorry letter saying that, hey, we didn't send you these and you know, we made a mistake and we actually changed the address. Then they put a lien on my house. Now they intend to foreclose on my house. I don't know who could deal with this kind of stuff. I've proven to them that they've made mistakes. I've tried to resolve it.
Joe, it's an HOA. They want you out.
Mm.
They will do anything to make sure you don't live there anymore.
I got a letter recently from them because of weeds in the side yard.
Because
we're like on the corner, you know, and
any
it's like
excuse, man.
Over by the mailbox. I'm like, but so many people walk over there. They can't just pull a weed on their way.
Dude, Tom, chief of security, tried to kick me out for years. And he's hooking up with Nana Joe. It's crazy.
Whoa.
We made Good Morning America and Money Magazine.
How come everybody in all of our clips now have like weird voices? When that guy started talking, it was
basically
like,
is what this comes down to is my
basically what this comes down to. I'm like, is that overdub too? Like,
basically is what this comes down to is my.
Okay. Moving on. There's an Air Force veteran in California.
He spit on me.
Who's gone to Disney.
Keep spitting on me.
You ready for this? You ready?
Yeah.
An Air Force veteran in California who's gone to Disneyland for 2,000 days in a row.
What?
Sorry. There's an Air Force veteran in California who's gone to Disneyland for 2,000 days in a row.
What?
There's an Air Force veteran in California who's gone to Disneyland for 2,000 days in a row.
What?
Okay. He doesn't plan on stopping anytime soon.
It's magical. I never expected it was going to turn into this much when I started coming back in 2012.
Whoa, wait a minute. You've been here every day for 2,000 days? Oh, my goodness. You're not the only mad one.
Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, those are going to be your cheapest days. They tend to be the lightest days.
How does he afford that?
You know, Saturdays are actually tend to be a little bit better than they are on Sundays because there's more annual passes valid on Sunday.
What?
That is so weird, man.
What kind of discount does he get?
I feel like it would lose its luster. And actually, no, it wouldn't.
Disney?
Are you kidding me?
So it's not Disney World, it's Disneyland.
Disneyland.
So that's not even Disney
World.
Every
day for 2,000 days.
Yeah, I think it would. Yeah, it would, right? It definitely would.
Lose its magic.
Why don't you just get a job there, buddy?
I mean, maybe retired Air Force veteran. Got bored in retirement.
Yeah, get a job.
Yeah. His visit started on January 1st, 2012, after a friend gave him a season pass to help brighten his spirits as he was looking for a job. because he was jobless. For the next 5 years, he says he looked forward to his daily trips to the park, even coming on days he had to work. Visits usually include the music, interacting with cast members, watching other guests have a good time. He'll rock his favorite show or attraction, and his favorite thing to do was the Matterhorn bobsled adventure.
So does he get, like, a season pass? How does that work? I know they get discounts. Like, if you're military, you get a pretty good discount at Disneyland.
And so he'll just buy his annual pass, I guess. That's not cheap, guys.
Yeah, like, instead of $300 ridiculous. A day, it's like $275.
Our kids, we took our kids, and it was a rad experience, but it was one of those things where it's like, guys, enjoy this. I cannot believe how expensive it is.
I know.
For us to just get into the park.
Like $200 a piece.
It's ridiculous. That's crazy.
I know.
That's just to be there.
Then you got to buy all the
You're
food.
You're like, guys, listen, it's going to cost $1,000 to get into Disneyland. That's not including airfare, hotel. Yeah. But just because he's visited the park 2,000 days in a row doesn't mean he's planning to stop. It's the opposite. In fact, he says he plans to make daily visits for as long as he's able.
What?
His annual pass expires in January, so he's up for renewal soon.
Okay, so he's got a pass. If you have a pass, I can totally get it. You're retired. You need something to do. You live next to Disneyland. Sure, why not?
Gosh, that's crazy.
Did you say he was married?
No, I didn't.
See, if he's not married, then I'd probably live there too.
You'd live at Disneyland?
Heck yeah, man.
Gosh. Speaking of Orange County, California, a father out there recently buried his adult son after a $20,000 open casket funeral. But here's the weirdest part. It turns out his son is still alive!
What?
The guy they buried just looked like him, and it was a mix-up at the coroner's office.
That's not funny.
This is real life!
It is funny because the son's alive. So that's great news.
I mean, it's great news, but creepy!
He buried his adult son.
Grieving father buries a dude he thought was his kid who turned up alive a week later. Imagine that.
What?
Like, all of a sudden, like... on the door, and you answer the door, and it's your son that you buried a week ago.
Hi, Dad.
At the open casket funeral that you had, where everybody saw your son, like, laying there dead. Yeah, turns out there was a mix-up. We have a clip.
You just never want to lose a child.
Where is he? Is he safe? We do everything we can to assist him.
And she said, through his fingerprints. You know, that was it. My son was gone.
And I went there. And I stood there. And I cried and I prayed. We were putting an end to, you know, his life. And in the most beautiful way that we knew how to.
Oh, my gosh.
I said, oh, my God. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. Oh, my God.
I went to my knees. I mean, this is not, it's just not normal.
The people that we put in place to handle things, when they make these kind of mistakes, they have to be held accountable.
No, are you kidding me?
What do you mean, no?
The
funeral cost him $20,000.
Your son's alive!
No, dude, no. $20,000, which, by the way, the reason we know that is because they are suing the county. They didn't even go down to the medical examiner to check the body at the end because they said, no, we checked his fingerprints.
But
this is your son.
Alive.
This is your son. We are so sorry. Don't bother coming down to ID the body. Fingerprints ID'd him. Oh, wait. Fingerprints didn't ID him because it was the wrong body.
Crazy, man.
They buried another dude. It cost him 20 G's.
You know, you work at the coroner's office, it gets confusing. There's a lot of bodies. You know?
Gosh.
We're done with the show.
Okay.
You guys have a great day. Hit the podcast. It's on demand. It'll be up here in just a little bit. We had a great show with our boy Jason. Propaganda. Get the new album, Crooked, Friday. All right, enjoy your Monday. We'll see you tomorrow.
That's all we got. There ain't no more.
That's right.
Time is tight. It's the end of the show.